From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Sunday night as we continue on here on the fourth weekend. Mitchell Speltz with you as we wrap up the series from SRP Park, Green Jackets and Fireflies. Augusta looking just to salvage the final game of this series. Columbia is going for a sweep in Augusta's territory. Green Jackets have owned this season series prior to this week, but it's been nothing but Firefly dominance. They've won four close ones by two runs or less and also a five-run victory back on Wednesday night. Now Augusta looks to get the final game before they hit the road to Charleston. Sam Strickland takes the mound for Augusta today. He earned a win in his last start against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers a week ago today. He'll match up with Wander Arias, who's pitching for the first time in 3 weeks for the Fireflies. Those will be the two starters for today. We've got more on them coming up in just a second as we continue the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. We're back with more after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, continues from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Mitchell Speltz back with you from North Augusta as we get set for the series finale. Big Independence Day celebration here in the CSRA today. Green Jackets looking to salvage the final game against the Columbia Fireflies as Columbia won yet again yesterday, 5-3. Used a big day from Kyle Hayes to put themselves on top in the two-run victory. As we look ahead now to Game 6, the finale of this six-game set, Wander Arias will get the start for the Fireflies. 22-year-old right-hander stands at 6'4", 230 pounds. He makes his fifth start of the year, his 12th appearance overall. Now, he has not pitched since June the 11th. Arias was suspended as part of that altercation the Green Jackets and Fireflies got involved in. That was the game it happened on. He is pitching for the first time since that point. He comes into this game currently with a 5.88 earned run average. He is 2-5 on the season. This will be for him appearance number 3 against Augusta. This will be his first start. His counterpart today, left-hander Sam Strickland, who's been very good for Augusta since returning from the injury list with a blister issue back at the beginning of June. He comes in today making his 7th appearance, 6th with the Green Jackets after one rehab assignment start in the Florida Complex League. 18 strikeouts and 20 total innings this year with a .74 earned run average. Last time out, a week ago tonight, defeated the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at Segra Stadium. Tossed 5 innings of shutout baseball, 6 strikeouts, and no walks. He'll be making his 5th start of the year, 4th for the Green Jackets. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. When we return, we've got our driver on the league, presented by EasyGo. That's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Mitchell Spelt's back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from North Augusta. Green Jackets and Fireflies, final game of this six-game series. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by EasyGo. We'll start in the Carolina League today. Currently one game just going. Everything else is tonight. Lynchburg currently with a 6-2 lead over the Salem Red Sox at home. That game is in the bottom of the seventh, with the North Division first half champs currently up by 4 runs. At 6:05, Kannapolis is at Down East. Fayetteville at Carolina. Mudcats trying to take 5 of 6 in that series. First pitch of that one's at 6:30 p.m. at Five County Stadium. Myrtle Beach hosting Charleston at 7:03. And there was one game earlier this afternoon that has concluded. The Fredericksburg Nationals have defeated the Delmarva Shorebirds 10-2. The final score in that one today. In the Braves ranks, only the Major League club has played so far. Atlanta unable to sweep the Cincinnati Reds today. They lost on a walk-off hit by Tommy Pham. 4-3, Atlanta comes up just 1 run short. But Michael Harris, a 2-out, 0-2 home run, tied that game in the top of the ninth inning, forced a bottom of the ninth where the Reds did eventually win. At 6:05, Gwinnett is at Norfolk. Tyler Matzik, who was originally supposed to rehab here, starting on Tuesday, has thrown 2 perfect innings with the Stripers, including striking out the side yesterday in Norfolk. At 7:05, Mississippi is at Biloxi to take on the Shuckers. And also just about set to get started in Greenville, South Carolina. The Greenville Drive are hosting the Rome Braves. That game gets started again at 6:05 p.m. We as well get started at 6:05. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll have a first pitch for you. And we'll check out the starting lineups for both Fireflies and the Green Jackets when we return on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We're getting set for the opening pitch. Green Jackets and Fireflies series finale on this 4th of July weekend, Sunday in the CSRA. Let's check out the starting lineups for tonight, presented by SRP. First, for the visiting Columbia Fireflies, who are 25-49 overall, but own a 7-1 second half record, led by Tony Pena Jr., the Fireflies are the single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Leading off today, right fielder Gene Ramirez. Batting second, shortstop Daniel Vasquez. In the three spot is the left fielder, River Town. Batting fourth in DHing is Carter Jensen. In the five spot playing second base, Dayton Dooney. Guillermo Quintana is playing first base. He's batting sixth. In the seventh spot, center fielder, Eric Pena. Batting eighth, catcher, Omar Hernandez. And batting ninth, third baseman, Joshua Rivera. Once again, for Columbia, Ramirez, Vasquez, Town, Jensen, Dooney, Quintana, Pena, Hernandez, Rivera. Starting pitcher tonight for the Fireflies, right-hander Wander Arias, making his first appearance on the mound since 11th of June. This will be his third outing this year against the Green Jackets, first as a starter. And now for the Augusta Green Jackets, 38-36. They're currently 2-6 in the second half of the regular season. Nestor Perez is their first-year manager, and they are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Batting first tonight, second baseman Caleb Durbin. Batting second, shortstop Cal Conley. Geraldo Quintero bats third. He's at third base. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Brandol Mesquita. Batting fifth is the center fielder Stephen Paulini. In the sixth spot, catcher Adam Zabrowski. Braulio Vasquez bats seventh. He's the designated hitter. Mekhi Backstrom playing first base. He bats eighth. And in the ninth spot, right fielder, Caden Morton. Once again, for Augusta, it's Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Paulini, Zabrowski, Vasquez, Backstrom, and Morton. Left-hander Sam Strickland gets the call for the Green Jackets tonight. He is making his fourth start with Augusta. Last time out, a week ago tonight against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the road, Strickland earned his first win by tossing five shutout innings, six strikeouts, and no walks. Tonight's umpire and crew behind home plate calling balls and strikes is Chad Patterson. And on the base paths is Elliot Melton. And now time for the Augusta University Injury Report presented by Augusta University Health. Green Jackets remain with just one player on their active seven-day injured list. That would be Landon Leach. Starting pitcher has been out since the 9th of June. Currently no timetable for his return. We've got one final break here from SRP Park. When we come back, we've got opening pitch of Game 6, Green Jackets, Fireflies. This has been the On Deck Show built by Tax Slayer. We've got baseball coming up next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice.
Got a phone, got a branch. Got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch
on you. Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Happy Sunday, everybody, on this 4th of July weekend in the CSRA. Mitchell Spelks with you as we get set to conclude this 6-game series between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Columbia Fireflies. Augusta has been on the wrong end of the first 5 games of this series as the Fireflies have taken them all to this point. They are going for a sweep as Augusta is just looking to salvage the final game before they hit the road to Charleston for a 4th of July contest tomorrow. They'll send southpaw Sam Strickland to the mound, coming off one of his best starts last time out a week ago against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Tossed 5 shutout innings, struck out 6, did not walk anybody, earning his first victory of the season. He missed about a month's time with a blister issue on the injured list. He's back now and throwing well. It is the 19th round draft pick out of Samford University. He'll get this starting lineup for the Fireflies today, one that's been very good throughout the course of the week. Gene Ramirez will lead it off, followed by Daniel Vasquez in Rivertown. In the middle, Carter Jensen, Dayton Dooney, and Guillermo Quintana. Eric Pena, Omar Hernandez, and Joshua Rivera. The bottom 3 for Tony Pena Jr.'s Columbia Fireflies, who are 7-1 in the second half of the regular season. They are currently tops in the South Division after we are about just a week over into the second half of play. Defense for the Green Jackets tonight in the outfield from left to right. Brandon Mesquita, Stephen Polini, and Caden Morton. Geraldo Quintero playing third base with Cal Conley at short. Caleb Durbin is the second baseman with Makai Backstrom at first base. Adam Zabrowski working as the catcher today for the left-hander, Sam Strickland. Chad Patterson is the home plate umpire. Elliot Melton is on the base pass. Green Jackets are in their 4th of July themed uniforms once again tonight. Red, white, and blue tops. White numbers and lettering. Black trim with the red, white, and blue ball caps and white pants. Road grays for the Fireflies with the blue numbers, yellow trim, blue sleeves, and blue caps. And we are set to go here from SRP Park. So glad to have you with us on the eve of the 4th. You're on a good night for baseball. Big crowd expected. Sam Strickland ready to go. Lefty on lefty matchup to get things off here. Strickland against Ramirez. First pitch coming to him. He shows bunt, pull back, took a ball, and off we go. At 6:09 local time here in North Augusta, field and game conditions today, a little humid, 87 degrees at first pitch, a little bit of wind. 0-1 pitch, Ramirez had a big cut, but he missed. 1-1 one strike. As Strickland threw him a fastball. Strickland, the 3/4 arm delivery from the left side. He is very deceptive when he is right. Good fastball, slider, changeup combination. 1-1 pitch is just off the inside corner, came in about letter high. 2-1 strike. Ramirez back in the leadoff spot today. He reached twice, including a leadoff home run, the second pitch yesterday. Here's the 2-1 offering. Ramirez sends one back and out of play. Two balls and two strikes to the leadoff man, Gene Ramirez. On the second pitch he saw in his first at-bat, sent one up to the Taxslayer Terrace in right field. Turned around an inside pitch to give Columbia an early lead, one they've played with for most of the night. 2-2. Ramirez sends one back to the wire. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. If you're in the area, still got plenty of time for you, plenty of room to come on out. Giving away some blue fans that a lot of fans have out there. Keep you cool. Got some shade available. Sun's going to go down very shortly. Get some cloud cover. 2-2 pitch. Ramirez sends one back up the middle. This will find a home in shallow right center field. The base hit for Ramirez, who takes a big turn, but he'll stop there. As Pelini gets to it, it's a leadoff single for Gene Ramirez. The man's having an excellent series here this week in North Augusta. He is on for Daniel Vasquez. Strickland did allow 8 hits in his last start against Fayetteville, and it was a game Augusta won 10-3. However, a lot of those hits that got on against him really never made it past second base. He kept him out there. Got himself also out of a bases loaded situation with nobody out. He'll toss over to first and check on Ramirez. And more of a pitch to contact guy. Did have 6 strikeouts. His career best this year is 8. Did that earlier in a start. Lefty on righty matchup. There goes Ramirez. Pitch comes home. It's outside. Zabrowski's fire down to second is going to be a little late. And a stolen base for Ramirez. Picked the perfect pitch to go on as he went right away on the first offering to Vasquez. And the count is 1-0, no strikes to the shortstop. Runner early in scoring position for Columbia. Just getting started here in the top of the first. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez show bump, a pull back on it. That's 2 balls and no strikes. Strickland comes set at the belt. Look inside. The 2-0 pitch is hit in the air, foul back and out of play. 2 balls and a strike. Strickland working with Gene Ramirez behind him. 2 balls and 1 strike. Strickland works the second base. The pitch home. A foul back and out of play. 2-2. Why don't you check that? Looks like Omar Hernandez is at the plate in that 2 spot. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Now Strickland comes set, a look to second base. An inside move there, but nobody covering. Strickland trying to win the battle against the number 2 hitter. Here it comes. He's running for third. Pitches down low. Call the strike 3. Throw on a hop is not going to be in time. And that'll be a strikeout at the plate. And there is one down the inning as Ramirez has his 2nd stolen base. And a walk back to the dugout for Omar Hernandez. One away now for Rivertown, who's in there in the number 3 spot today. Had yesterday off. As he bats from the left side, infield's going to come in for Augusta. As Strickland looks into town, the pitch coming to him is a strike, and it's 0-1. Put it right at the belt. First game for town in there since Friday night. Got it reached a couple times in that game. The 0-1 pitch is up and in, backed him out, and the count is 1-1. Team leader in home runs with 9. Fireflies have had plenty of them throughout the week here. Now Strickland's looking to get something at the plate here to get town or get one right at his infielders. All playing right on the edge of the grass. The 1-1 pitch is served down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball down near the corner. It'll kick off the sidewall. Ramirez will score. Town will trot in the second with an RBI double. And it's 1-0 Columbia on the double by Town. Went the opposite way right past Geraldo Quintero as they opened up that line a bit on him. And Town once again puts Columbia on top early. Augusta's looking to save off a sweep in this series. That's not the start they were looking for. They've been playing behind often, and really it's been a series where it's been a small margin of error. Got First pitch coming to Carter Jensen, the cleanup batter's letter high and call the strike. Nothing in one. And Augusta's taken a couple first inning leads in this series, but for the most part, Columbia has gotten ahead and they've stayed ahead. The 0-1 pitch, a foul back into the netting, and the count is 0-2. 1-0 Columbia here in the top of the first inning, and Sam Strickland trying to work around a couple of hits currently on him. And you go back to the Gene Ramirez, that bat had a two-strike at bat and fought off a couple of pitches and looped one to center. Four base hit, earned his way on, stole two bases, and eventually scores. The 0-2 pitch is driven deep to left field. Mesquita retreats to the warning track. He'll run this one down. Nice snag right along the dirt. And that's a long out number two as Jensen sent one the other way. They play that pole shift on him, but Jensen has shown he's more than capable of taking one the other way. And there are two gone now for Dayton Dooney. Still got Rivertown standing at second, 1-0 Columbia here in the top of the first inning. Strickland looks the second. First pitch to Dooney is a bullseye. Right at the knees, Strickland gets up in the count. On the 17th pitch of the inning, he's thrown plenty of strikes. He's poured in 13 of them. Counting that strike zone, a lot of foul balls and good at-bats early for Columbia. They've worked Strickland through the first four batters as Dooney taps one off himself, and it's quickly nothing and two. Still a good spot for Sam Strickland out there working against the number five batter. A couple days off for Dooney as he returns to the lineup. Has been a normal second baseman for Columbia. First time in the lineup since Thursday. 0-2 pitch is high, and the count is 1-2. Got Guillermo Quintana on deck for Columbia. Got the fans waving in the bleachers. Again, it's a hot one for now, but it'll cool down. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Strickland strikes out Dooney to retire the side. So five batters come up for Columbia. They get one run on two hits and take an early lead here tonight. Half it in the books. Fireflies, 1. Green Jackets coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Columbia up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning after an RBI double by Rivertown makes it 1-0 Columbia. Wander Arias takes the mound for the Fireflies as the right-hander will face the Green Jackets for the third time this year. And he will take over in the first time in a starter role. First time he's pitched since June the 11th as he gets the call against this starting lineup for the Fireflies. Or for the Green Jackets, I should say. Caleb Durbin leads it off. Cal Conley bats second with Geraldo Quintero in the three spot. In the middle, Brandall Mesquita, Stephen Pelini, and Adam Zabrowski. Braulio Vasquez, Makai Backstrom, and Caden Morton, the bottom three for the Green Jackets against Wander Arias. First pitch to Durbin, runs inside, and it's ball one. Green Jackets looking to answer what Columbia put up in the top half of this thing on a couple of hits. Durbin, the perfect man to start something up here as the 1-0 pitch is going to miss the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Arias has mentioned has appeared in two prior games against Augusta. One of them was one that caused a benches-clearing scuffle back in Columbia less than a month ago. As the 2-0 pitches outside at 93, 3-0. This is his first time on the mound since that scuffle. back on June the 11th. Down the count here, three balls, no strikes. The pitch home is a strike called on the inside corner. Late call that time by Chad Patterson, but looked like it had the edge. Three balls and one strike. Here's the 3-1 from Arias. Durbin takes a strike, and it's 3-2. Another fastball from Arias at 92. And the count fills up to Durbin. Caleb, a game yesterday where he finished 1-for-5 with a single. 3-2 pitch is well struck to deep center field. Eric Pena on the run at the track with room makes the catch. Just off the end into the deepest part of SRP Park. And Durbin's a long fly out to start the night offensively for the Green Jackets. Now the base is empty and one out. Here comes Cal Conley. Green Jackets and Fireflies, even in the hit department yesterday, 11 apiece. And the Fireflies made the most of their hits, especially off the bat of Kyle Hayes, who had his best game offensively of the year. First pitch to Conley is cut on and missed. A foul tip that was caught. And it's 0-1. Conley had a first inning hit on an infield knock. That was all he had in the game as he shoots that one through the left side. A base hit for Cal Conley. Just got it past the outstretched glove of Joshua Rivera. And there's a leadoff or a one-out base runner for Geraldo Quintero. Gives us a chance to get the rest of the defense for the Columbia Fireflies. River Towns in left field today with Eric Pena in center. Gene Ramirez is in right. At third base is Joshua Rivera. Omar Florentino is at short with Dayton Dooney at second. First baseman is Guillermo Quintana. Omar Hernandez doing the catching for the Columbia Fireflies. One away with a runner at first. 1-0 Columbia with Quintero at the plate. Ready on lefty. There is his first pitch to Geraldo. Quintero's up and out. One ball, no strikes. Quintero added another two-bagger yesterday. His team best 17th of the year, or 18th, check that. On the top doubles men in all the league, as well as extra base hits altogether. He's got 30 of them this year. 1-0 pitch. Quintero takes one down and in. And the count is two balls and no strikes. Average rising rapidly for Geraldo. Scored one of the two runs. Got Augusta score in the fourth yesterday. That tied the game at the time. And what was an eventual 5-3 defeat. Every time Augusta got close, Columbia had an answer. Big lead for Conley. He stays put at the 2-0. Is on the inside corner. Well spotted by Wander Arias. Two balls and one strike. Randall Mesquita in the on-deck area for Augusta. He's looking to build off his nice game yesterday. Arias working for the first time in about 3 weeks. Conley lead off first. Throw over there is low. It's picked up by Quintana. Two balls and a strike. Straight up defense for the most part for Columbia. Big right center gap for Quintero if he can poke one in that direction. 2-1's a good running count. We'll see if Conley elects to steal one. He's got a big jump. Does not go. 2-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Foul tip into the catch of Omar Hernandez. Two balls and two strikes. Conley looks like he wants to run over there. He's a very aggressive base runner. He's got 22 stolen bases this year, just trying to time up Arias. Also want to make sure you keep yourself out there for a good hitter like Quintero. Yeah, he'll step off. Always tougher to run in two-strike situations here. You avoid that, or you try and avoid that double play opportunity an infield could get. Augusta's hitting to a lot of tough luck outs this week. Hard hit right at opposing defenders. 2-2 pitch. Quintero taps one foul down the first base side. Just got on top of one. He stays in there. 2-2. A three-pitcher effort used by the Fireflies yesterday. As Brent Bed-Kaderna, who started it off, Ryan Hennon and Jack Oliver, a pair of left-handers, got to the finish line in what has been a very well-pitched series by Columbia. Green Jackets have had some nice performances as well, but the pitching for Columbia has really just prevented Augusta from getting any kind of big hit this week. 2-2 pitch. Quintero takes one just off the outside. Good spot by Arias. Better take by Quintero, and the count runs full. That's one of those, as a pitcher, you think, how do you take that? Close spot, though. A lot of these hitters are professionally trained at the plate, knowing the strike zone, adjusting to an umpire, especially one who's now working behind the plate for the third time this week. Conley's leaning off first. He's running. 3-2 pitch is hit in the air, deep to right field. Should stay playable. Moving near the line is Gene Ramirez. and he will make the catch. That's it. Now Conley's going to tag for second. Throw's going to come there, and Conley cannot swim through the tag. He is thrown out. Got all the way back after he tried to steal second. It's a ball that was caught in foul crawl, and Conley gets thrown out trying to tag up, and we are through it into play now. Columbia 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Nothing Columbia. We play in the top half of the second from SRP Park. Guillermo Quintana will get things started for the Fireflies in a 1-0 lead for the visitors as they are going for a sweep here at enemy territory. Green Jackets are looking to end what is currently an 8-game losing streak here at home. Going back to the last series against Charleston a couple weeks ago. First pitch to Quintana is ripped down the right field line but foul. Hands it out, twists out of play and into the seats. No balls in, one strike. Quintana back in the lineup, had yesterday off. Felix Familia was the first baseman. Quintana's been a consistent power threat for the Fireflies, near everyday player. And Strickland winds up and deals the 0-1 pitch. A liner to left, right at Brandel. Mesquita came in, and it's going to sail over his head. Misplayed that one as Quintana will dash into second with an easy double. And the leadoff man is on. Mesquita came in on it right away. And it turns out he had to go back on it, a liner that fooled him. And that'll be a double, second of the game for Columbia. So now Strickland have to work through that miscue defensively. Mesquita's had a pretty good year defensively, but that's one of those that a liner just messed with his vision, didn't get a good read on it. And now another run stands out there for Columbia for Eric Pena. Pull shift is on for the big swinging lefty. First pitch to him is good for a strike. Starts him with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Nothing in one. And something Strickland has certainly been used to going back to his last start. Dealt with a lot of traffic against Fayetteville, but allowed nobody to score. 0-1 pitch, a cut and a miss. Pena had a good rip at one, 0-2. Woodpeckers put on eight men against him in that five-inning start. None of them came in to score. Get up ahead quickly to Eric Pena, who is down 0-2. Modest lead off of second for Quintana. The pitch to him is tapped off of Zabrowski, then eventually Chad Patterson, the home plate umpire. No balls and two strikes. Omar Florentino due next for Columbia. Daniel Vasquez a late scratch today. Florentino gets the call at short. Strickland looked to second base, the 0-2 pitch. A shot to deep right center field, moving over Morton. He'll get there, make the catch. Quintana's going to tag. Morton's got a huge arm, and that one is easily in time. They tried the cannon of Morton, and it did not work for Columbia as Guillermo Quintana is out by a mile. Morton put that one right on the money, and that is out number two. Time after time again, Caden Morton just keeps on throwing people out from the outfield, and that one was not even close. And that wipes out that little miscue defensively. Now two-way now for Omar Florentino. First pitch to him is high, and it's one ball, no strikes. Switch hitter batting as a righty. He's done most of his work this week as a left-hander. One-oh pitch is on the outside corner, but missed. Two balls and no strikes. Now, that was one of the best throws Caden Morton has made this year. He's got over 10 outfield assists this season. That one might be his most impressive because that one was perfect, and as a result, no shot. Quintana didn't even slide, knowing he was going to be out as Quintana, or I should say Florentino, took a big cut at one. Strickland got a fastball by him, two balls and one strike. That's part of the charm defensively for Caden Morton in the outfield. He is an excellent, excellent outfielder with his arm, his speed, his range. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Guy was a natural center fielder, but Nestor Perez, between him, Pelini, and Mesquita, the normal three starting crew out there, moving all around, giving him that versatility. 2-2 pitch is just a bit inside. Well spotted, though, by Strickland. Three balls and two strikes. Trying to get through this inning, three batters. Here's the 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gassed him up, and that'll be a three-batter inning. A little nice defensive play by Caden Morton. Doubles off Quintana on the liner by Pena. Had the strikeout, and we are through an inning and a half. Currently 1-0 Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on ya.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets trail 1-0 as you play in the bottom of the second inning. Mitchell Spouts with you from SRP Park. Brandel Mesquita will lead things off against the right-hander in Wander Arias. Got through his first inning of work. Got it through three batters after the double play ball and the tag up from first by Cal Conley. First pitch to Mesquita is chopped foul behind home, and it's 0-1. Mesquita coming off a good game yesterday. Single three times, 3-for-4 on the night. His fifth three-hit performance of the season, along with 21 multi-hit games. 0-1 pitch. Mesquita had a good one-handed cut, but a miss. Dropped a changeup on him. 0-2. Normal straight-up defense for Columbia against Mesquita, batting in the cleanup spot. Has been his normal role since about the month of June began. The 0-2 pitch is down and out. 1-2. Came at a time where Augusta was struggling offensively, going back to the end of their Charleston series on the road near the end of May. And that's when Nestor Perez decided to switch things up a little bit. Mesquita was swinging well. Moved him down to that cleanup spot to give him some more run-producing opportunities. 1-2 pitch comes inside and hits him right along the forearm wrist area. And Austin Smith looks like he's going to come out of the dugout to check on him, the head athletic trainer for Augusta. One that rushed in around his arm area. It's his left shoulder arm that they're tending to, and he is very much favoring that side. Like he's doing everything to stay in there, but we will see if a substitution is needed. Hit him right on the right wrist, I think. Or was it the left one? kind of shaking both of them. May have gotten a piece of both, and I think it's the right one he's favoring the most as he is trying to shake that down to first and see if he stays in. Looks like there's some movement in there just in case. It's the left one, I think. Hard to tell, but again, I think it got a little bit of both, but Austin Smith taking a long walk with him down to first, and very fragile area when you get hit around that wrist bone area, the fingers as well. They are ones that are very susceptible to taking on any kind of breaks or fractures when you strike them with the right pitch. And Mesquite is all the way down to first, and we'll see if he does remain in the game. Some quick stretching from the reserves just in case, but I think he's going to stay in there. Wander Arias was ready to throw a pitch to Stephen Pelini, who was almost in the batter's box, but he'll just throw some warm-up tosses. As they tend to the injury, 1-0 Columbia in the bottom of the second inning here in this series finale. Fireflies return home tomorrow. They're going to host Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets will be on the road, take on Charleston. Those two teams are playing each other in Pelican Country, where the Pelicans have had the upper hand in that series. They've won 4 out of 5. Matter of fact, the last four. Fireflies and Pelicans both playing well. Green Jackets, River Dogs, both 2-6 entering tonight in the second half. Fireflies beat Charleston twice in their place when the second half began, one Friday and Saturday before the River Dogs won the finale. Charleston won the series, but Columbia won two where it mattered most. Already on lefty, Mesquita stays in the game. First pitch to Pelini is sprayed back and out of play. No balls in, one strike. Mesquita, a guy certainly who might run, but I think considering he just got hit, he's got that oven mitt on that right hand, that hand sliding protector. Probably not looking to run in this spot, but who knows. A one pitch is just off the inside part. Well spotted, though, by Arias. Thought he had a strike. Instead, the count's even at 1-1. Pelini's averaged just under .210, but he's found his knack getting on base quite a bit. He's certainly taken his walks. Working good at bats at the plate. Had a 13-game on-base streak snap the other day as the 1-1 is fouled back and out of play. One ball, two strikes. And it's one of those things where if you've seen the ball well, maybe not getting the hits, but drawing walks, it's all going to work out for you in the end. And that's why a lot of teams, a lot of scouts, general managers have almost kind of veered away from that batting average number. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Omar Hernandez, 2-2. OPS is almost the key stat, and guys who watch, your people who watch baseball regularly are starting to catch on to that whenever you see stat graphics, whether it be at a scoreboard, at a game, or on a TV broadcast. That OPS number is one that commonly pops up now. On base plus slugging. 2-2 pitch. Bellini sends one deep to left field. Rivertown retreats to the warning track. That one's gone. A two-run homer for Stephen Pelini, and Augusta's on top in the second, 2-1. Right on cue with the power, and Pelini goes the opposite way to give Augusta their first lead of the ball game. Taking an outside pitch right where it was hit. Not trying to do too much, and Stephen Pelini's got his second home run of the year to make it a 2-1 lead for Augusta. His first home run since Mother's Day. And John Habian will come out of the dugout for the Fireflies. Just two batters into the second inning. Hit Brandel Mesquita. Now the home run to Stephen Pelini. Just got enough of it. Hit the top of the wall and hit off the fencing, I believe. Or over the fencing. Good enough for a home run by Pelini. And as a result, Augusta has their first lead of the game. Something they did not play with all yesterday. Tied them up at two, but then fell behind and were playing from behind the rest of the game and never were able to catch up. Long mound miss it. Here comes Chad Patterson to break it up, the home plate umpire. And that will do it for the visit. John Habian will go back. So does Omar Hernandez and Guillermo Quintana, who joined him out there. That's 24 pitches for Arias. There's nobody throwing in the bullpen. And this is his first outing in about 3 weeks. It was June the 11th he last played. He made an outing on the mound, and that was during that benches clearing situation in Columbia. As the first pitch to Zabrowski is hammered to deep center field. Eric Pena on the run at the track has room just in front of the wall. That's a home run in any other part of the yard. Not center, though, as it made the catch to Pena right on the track with about a foot or two to spare. First out of the inning, but it's a loud one. One away for Braulio Vasquez. 2-1 Augusta here in the bottom of the second inning. Arias taking his time on the mound as the pitch timer sets up at 14 seconds. From the windup, first pitch to Vasquez is good for a strike. Starts him with a bender. Vasquez two hits for him yesterday, including an RBI in that two-run scoring fourth. 0-1 pitch is off the end of the bat and lifted to right. Well struck. Going back, Gene Ramirez. He's at the wall and he leaps and he makes the catch as he runs into the fence. Nice little cautious jump and fall right into that wall, but a couple of long outs now for Augusta here in the second inning. Long fly to center and now right. And now Mekhi Backstrom with the bases empty and two outs. Trying to continue on this inning, but three hard hit balls this inning in addition to a hit batter. Two of them resulted in outs, another a home run. Righty on lefty, first pitch to Mekhi Backstrom. He is grounded towards first. It's underneath the backhand of Guillermo Quintana and into right field. And Backstrom is aboard. And after taking a tricky hop on Quintana and his counterpart, Mekhi Backstrom sends it by him for a base hit. Could be an error. We'll see how that one is scored. But for now, Backstrom's at first base.
Right fielder number two, Caden Morton.
And now Caden Morton comes up to the plate. Number nine batter for Augusta. He comes up as the sixth hitter in the inning against Wander Arias. First pitch to Morton. Checked his swing. Laid off a good breaking ball from Arias. Time to think about it. One ball, no strikes. Guy back from good base runner over at first. Morton trying to plug a gap. A 1-0 pitch down the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. He'll snap it down to first with Backstrom's back standing up. Had a little bit of a larger secondary, but Hernandez firing over just to make sure. Two balls, no strikes. Just the two, Columbia one here in the bottom of the second inning. Norton had the excellent defensive play last half inning. He threw out Guillermo Quintana trying to tag from second on a ball that was hit medium deep in right field. Risky tag, and that's one that gives you a clear warning sign as an opposition how big that arm is. 2-0. Morton grounds one up the middle. This one will sneak through into center, base hit. Backstrom will stop at second. He's content by going up just one base. Pena gets it in quick. First and second with two outs for Caleb Durbin. As the threat continues for Augusta. A couple hard hit ground balls resulting in hits for Backstrom and Morton. Green Jackets with four early knocks against the starter for the Columbia Fireflies, who's making his fifth start this year. A right-hander from the Dominican Republic. He's pitched 41-plus innings coming into tonight. Has got knocked around a little bit, but that breaking ball can be a good one for him. First pitch to Durbin is a little inside, right around the letters. One ball, no strikes. Durbin had a hard-hit ball as well against Arias as he struck one right to center at Eric Pena. Just like Zabrowski sent his right to the warning track. One ball, no strikes. Arias looks to second. Backstrom backs up, but he's not being held. 1-0 pitch is lifted. Foul back behind home. Hernandez will check it out, but it's out of play. Now 10 rows or so back in the seats. One ball, one strike. Harris having to work a little bit harder this inning. Didn't need to throw all that much in his last inning. Threw just 12 pitches. Is over 20 here in inning number two. One ball, one strike. Arias looks to second. Backstrom has a huge lead. Nobody near the bag. The pitch to him is a bender inside. They snap it down to first, and Caden Morton is picked off. All the attention was on Backstrom. Morton did not know he was being looked onto, and Omar Hernandez, a snap throw from behind home, catches Morton off the bag, and that will do it for Augusta in the second, but they do take the lead on the two-run homer by Stephen Pelini, and we go to the third, Augusta 2, Columbia 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Augusta leads for the first time tonight after the two-run home run by Stephen Pollini. Put Sam Strickland back on the hill with his first lead to work with tonight. At the 9-1-2 portion of the order coming up, Green Jackets get two on three hits in the last inning and have the lead to work with here. Sam Strickland against Joshua Rivera to begin the second for Columbia. First pitch coming to the right-hander, foul back into the wire. No balls and one strike to Rivera, third baseman. Has consistently been that nine spot for most of the week. Played second yesterday, starting at third different position. 0-1. Rivera takes one upstairs. One ball, one strike. Trying to set the top of the order in a good spot here. That's been very good for Columbia throughout the course of the week. Strickland's starting to get in his groove a little bit. 1-1 pitch is a little up and out. Threw him a breaking ball, 2-1. As he completes his first time through the order. Fireflies one run on three hits, two doubles and a single. The first double by Rivertown got Columbia on the board first in the opening. It is a Rivera's behind a fastball from Strickland. 2-2. As a left-hander, Strickland has been a nice little sensation in the lineup for, or I should say, the rotation for Augusta since coming back from the injured list in the middle of early June. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul caught by Zabrowski. That's a strikeout for Sam Strickland. Got him with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. His third strikeout of the ball game. And now the top order comes back up in Gene Ramirez.
As you head out of the ballpark this evening, following the Pirates, you'll get a coupon for a full-time
pitch. Ramirez scored the opening run of the game for Columbia after singling and a long six-pitch battle against Strickland to start it up. Lefty on lefty. First pitch coming. He bunts it up towards first. Backstrom charges. He'll play on a hop-in. He won't have a play. That was one almost he had to go catch, played it on the hop, and even if he plays the one hopper in front of him or play the pop-up, I don't know if he's getting him. And Ramirez has been a threat to bunt all week, and once again he puts one down that just ballooned right in front of Mekhi Backstrom and tried to outstretch and grab it with his glove, but it just went off the tip, and Ramirez ends up at first. And what will be a bunt single, his second of the game. Looped one to center last time up, this one drags one near first. So one out base runner for Omar Hernandez. Lefty righty, first pitch to him is lifted deep to left on a line. Charging Mesquita, he'll stop this one on a hop right in front of him. Ramirez will head for third. Throw coming there will not be in time. To second goes Hernandez. And now it's second and third with one out in the inning. Mesquita got kind of caught in that tough spot where you're not really in diving territory, but you can't pull it up on it either. If you do, it's going to get by you. So kind of had to get right in front of the ball and stop it with his legs and unable to glove it cleanly. As a result, both base runners moved up a base. That'll be a hit for Hernandez. I believe that'll be a straight double for him. Ramirez was thinking two bases all the way as he goes from first to third. Hernandez at second with Rivertown at the plate. First pitch is high to him. One ball, no strikes. Ends up being the third double of the game for Columbia. Infield is halfway in. 1-0 pitch. Town takes one up and in. Got twirled out of the box. Two balls and no strikes. Green Jackets kind of in a spot here defensively where they'll concede a run for an out here. Got a long lot of game left. You want to go cut down that runner at home, but you also have to factor in who is at third. Gene Ramirez is very fast. It's got to be hit right at somebody to have a shot. Two balls and no strikes. Strickland's pitch to Town is hit in the air. Right center field. Morton and Pelini give way. This will be Pelini making the catch well deep enough to score. Ramirez, he'll go into home. To third base goes Hernandez, and we're tied at two on the sacrifice fly. Back-to-back hard hit balls. This one stayed in play by Plenty. And with Ramirez's speed, no chance to get him. The throw went in towards third, but Plenty deep as well to get Hernandez 90 feet closer. Second RBI of the game for River Town. He's bringing in both runs for Columbia. And we are tied at two for Carter Jensen. Got another good one in the works between these two I-20 rivals. A series that Augusta dominated prior to this week. Won 11 of the first 14 and now five straight by the Fireflies in this series. First pitch to Jensen's low and in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Overall, the Fireflies have won six straight against Augusta. That's the most by any opponent of the Green Jackets this year. They've lost two consecutively. Previous high was five against Charleston. The pitch is a little low to Jensen. Threw a fastball on two balls, no strikes. Green Jackets will return to Charleston starting tomorrow, a place that last time they were there, they snapped a 20-game losing streak in River Dog country. 2-0 pitch is bounced fouled on the first base side as Strickland was able to jam Jensen, 2-1. And you got a River Dog team that might be coming in a little desperate, a team that, in terms of its overall record, sitting pretty good. And Columbia won a couple games on them last week in the second half. Now they've lost four straight to Myrtle Beach, a team that is certainly in the hunt to get a second-half playoff spot, but they've got some early work to do. 2-1 pitch. Jensen takes one in the dirt. Got a little clutch on a breaking ball. And it's 3-1 as Strickland missed with the slider. Got a base open at first with Dayton Dooney on deck. Of course, have an opportunity to pitch around Jensen if you want to here. 2-2 game. Jensen, big-time run producer for the Fireflies. 3-1 pitch is good for a strike. Inner part at the belt. And the count is 3-2. Strickland coming up on 45 pitches here as he works through the third. On a good average of 15 per inning so far. A 3-2 offering. Jensen takes one inside and he draws the walk. That's the first free pass issued up by Sam Strickland. His command has been top-notch. And his work with Augusta didn't walk anyone in his last start. That's his first here tonight. And nonetheless, the Fireflies have put up some long battles against him. And as a result, that's going to lead to an early mound visit here for Mike Steed. In this inning in particular, we've seen some hard hit balls, long counts at the plate. Some movement down near that bullpen for Augusta. Nothing imminent appears. And Strickland, again, still in pretty good shape. 48 pitches, 32 strikes. Here in the top of the third inning, tied at two. Dayton Dooney is going to hit against Strickland. Strickland just needs an out to keep this game tied. Augusta took the lead briefly on a two-run homer by Stephen Pelini last inning. And we are tied just like that after a sack fly by River Town. Now meeting is over as the whole infield met up. Mike Steed, the pitching coach, will head back to the dugout for the Green Jackets. And their 4th of July-themed uniforms today. They're dandies, I'll tell you that much. A special collection. Auctioning those off here after the game tonight. Dayton Dooney bats. A switch hitter will bat as a right-hander against Strickland. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Jensen bluffed a steal over at first. He goes back. Nothing in one. One of those interesting situations. If Jensen does elect to run, do you go after him? Only three stolen bases, but it might be just an attempt to see if they can sneak home. Omar Hernandez at third. They throw over to first. They're coming for the play. Backstrom's going to throw to second. The tag is there at second. Does the run count? It will, as it works out for Columbia. Hernandez will score, and Columbia will take the lead. Smart decision by Backstrom, I think. Just make sure you get the out. The run will score. And the Fireflies get two runs of their own on the top of the third and now lead it 3-2 as we go to the bottom half on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
3-2 game. Columbia back on top. They score two in the top half to re-put themselves on top. First pitch to Caleb Durbin from Wander Arias is a ball, and it's 1-0. And an RBI sack fly by Rivertown, followed by the first and third steal attempt that works for Columbia as the 1-0 pitch is off the outside corner. To the leadoff man, Caleb Durbin, 2-0. Got the run just scored as Omar Hernandez just got his foot in there before Jensen was tagged out at second, so that'll be a successful attempt there for the Fireflies. Half swing from Durbin is a strike at 91, 2-1. Now, Backstrom could have gone home on that, but I think he made the right decision. Was sold out to go get the runner at second, and we're still very early in this game, just bottom of the third. 2-1 pitch, half swing again. He went around, says Chad Patterson at home. No appeal necessary. Couldn't lay off a slider down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Durbin, the deep line out to center to start this game for Augusta, trying to get on here. 2-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. Wiped him out with a slider, and there was one gone for Cal Conley. First strikeout for Arias as he starts his second time through the order. Now Cal Conley, who singled his last time up. Conley, after a single last time up, tried to tag up from first to second, a long fly ball, but got thrown out by Gene Ramirez. First pitch to him is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Cal Conley, a guy who has hit the Fireflies pitching staff pretty well, but they've kept him in check this week as the 1-0 pitch is inside 2-0. Had the two-homer game back in the opening game of this series in the doubleheader on Wednesday. But other than that, Conley just 5 for 21 this week. Yeah, batting 300 even against the Fireflies pitching staff in what is now his 21st game. 2-0 pitch, slowly hits a first, backhanded by Quintana. He'll flip to Arias covering, and that's out number two. 3-1 on that one if you're keeping track with us back at home. Nice backhand by Guillermo Quintana. Got eaten up by one of those earlier in the game. That one he picks clean. Two gone for Geraldo Quintero. And a 3-2 lead for the Fireflies. Last time Augusta faced Columbia back at Segra Park, this is a team that was struggling just to put together back-to-back wins, but now they've won five straight, going for a sweep here as Quintero takes one low, 1-0. But a whole different bunch. I talked to Nestor Perez a little bit, and what's different with this Fireflies team this time around is that one missed inside of Quintero, 2-0. He told me they're just a lot more confident, and they're not beating themselves. That they've always had potential offensively, and they've really shown that this week, but they're executing on the mound. They're not beating themselves in the field. 2-0 pitch. Quintero had a big cut, but he missed. 2-1. On the flip side of that, he says we're not playing our best. We've made mistakes defensively consistently. We've had a lot of errors this week. I've had some early mountains to climb on the offensive end as Quintero drives one deep to right field. Going back to the track is Ramirez, and that one's going to fly out of here. Another one up on the TaxSlayer Terrace for Geraldo Quintero, and we are tied at three in the third. His second homer of the series, his fifth against the Fireflies this season. Something about the Fireflies brings out the power in Geraldo Quintero, and he'll be awarded with a home run scarf, and we continue this back and forth battle, 3-3. Big swing by Geraldo Quintero, home run for him. His sixth of the year, five of them coming against Columbia. Another extra base hit to his tally as well as Mesquita gets jammed on one and pops it up foul first base side. Looks like there'll be room for Quintana, and he's got it to retire the side. But Augusta evens things up on the home run. A solo shot by Geraldo Quintero, and we are a third of the way home. It is currently 3-3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch. Got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else, like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Tied at three as we play in the top of the fourth. Geraldo Quintero ties the game with a solo homer over the big Tax Slayer Terrace in right field. Climbed the ladder to hit his second homer of the week. Dayton Dooney leads it off for Columbia. First pitch from Sam Strickland is low and in the dirt. And it's 1-0 to the second baseman for the Fireflies. Strickland enters this inning with 49 pitches under his belt. Currently a spot where he looks like he could get through five innings once again. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. Of course, all depends on what's in front of him. At the Green Jackets yesterday, needed two pitchers to get through the game. Luis Vargas had his first quality start, throwing six innings. Sam Strickland, I should say, the pitch from Strickland's on the outside corner this time, 2-1. Rob Griswold got the final three, but it was a bit of a backbreaking 0-2, two-out homer by Kyle Hayes that helped the Fireflies escape with a 5-3 win. 2-1 pitch, a foul back right over the top of us. And it's 2-2 to Dooney. And that home run would really come in key. Augusta did score one in the bottom of the ninth. They did have the tying runs out there when the game ended. Ball two, strike two, and the lefty Sam Strickland kicks and throws. And Dayton took one high, 3-2. Guillermo Quintana, Eric Pena, the next two due up for Tony Pena's crew. Ball three, strike two, the pitch. A ground ball lofted in the bat, moving over towards second is Durbin. He scoops, spins, throws to Backstrom in time to get him. Little bit of miscommunications at first between Backstrom and Durbin, who was going to get that ball, but much easier play for Durbin. Backstrom able to get back to the base, set his feet, and the two combined for the first out of the inning. 4-3 on that nice put out. And now up comes Guillermo Quintana with the bases still empty. Quintana doubled his last time up, but got thrown out trying to make it to third on a sacrifice fly as Caden Morton threw him out with plenty to spare. Lefty on righty, first pitch to Quintana is chopped foul down the left side. 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. 18th game for Quintana against Augusta this year. Has 18 hits and 70 at-bats. No stranger to picking up doubles. Got four of them now, including his hard one last time up. 0-1 pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Fireflies entered this series hitting a little over 200 against Augusta in the first 15 matchups, but this week nearly over 300, and they've taken their overall average of about 30 points. As that one's outside, 2-1. Team average for Columbia still at just 201. It's almost like you throw that out the window now. That with their overall record, you're playing for the second half now, nothing more. And a lot's going to change over the upcoming weeks. So the 2-1 pitch is cut on a miss, 2-2. That's the nice thing about minor league baseball. You have a tough first half, and because of the constant turnover, that's why you have that half system. All the way up through Double-A, there are no halves at the Triple-A level. 2-2. A liner off the end to right, charging in Caden Morton near the line. This one will drop in fair, and Quintana's got a second hit. Morton gave a good run at it, but just dropped inside that line as he balloons one just in fair ground for his second hit. And he's a one-out base runner for Eric Pena. 3-3 ball game here in the top half of the fourth. Strickland now looking for a double play ball, something he can certainly create. And a big fly ball hitter, though. Pena does strike out quite a bit. Strickland's first offering to him is going to bend him back as he missed inside. One ball, no strikes. Pena struck one like a rocket to right center last time up, and that was the play that resulted in the double play at third. Pena just batting under 130 this year as he swings through a fastball, but right down the heart, 1-2. But a young bat that is just in a big maturation process right now, and certainly not one you're giving up on if you're Royals fans. This guy has certainly showcased what he has. 1-2 pitch is tapped back to the mound. It's over. Strickland going to be a tough play. Bare hand by Conley won't be there. Coming off the base and being tagged out at second is Quintana. Almost like that was by design, but it wasn't. Conley tried to bare hand throw to first, got underneath him, and Quintana took too big of a round around second base, and Durbin was right there and tagged him out. That's a tough look out for Columbia. Certainly not the wrong baseballing play there for Quintana, just one that you don't expect to happen. You think Conley's probably going to stop that ball and make a play at first at the very least, but couldn't stop his momentum. Durbin was right there and tagged him as he ran a little too far. That will be a hit for Pena as Quintana did make it to second technically. Throw over to first, and back with a dive is Pena. And just got caught in between second and third. If he would have been out of force at second, then that's a fielder's choice. But since he did get there technically, Pena does have his first hit of the game. A pitch to Omar Florentino is fouled off the mask of Adam Zabrowski. I've got a piece of the chest protector from Chad Patterson as well. Nothing in one to the switch hitter. That's something the Fireflies have done a lot of in this series. They have made plenty of outs on the base paths. You go back to Friday night's game in particular with A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound. Columbia finished the night with six outs on the bases. Caught stealings, pickoffs, 0-1 pitch is low. One ball, one strike. And some unusual blunders in there. Didn't come back to haunt them, though. They still won the game. Took that one in 10 innings. Two extra range victories this week. 1-1 pitch is well spotted on the outside corner. Put a fastball there. 1-2. That's Florentino down the count. The guy Sam Strickland struck out back in the second inning. One ball, two strikes. Eric Pena at first with two outs in the inning. And a 3-3 game. A throw over, check on him. Not a huge lead. Just crawls his way back into first. That's a nice easy check up on him. One ball, two strikes. But Joshua Rivera, the nine-hitter on deck for the Fireflies. Seven hits now in the game for Columbia after that infield knock by Pena. 1-2 pitch is on the outside corner. A ring up on a backdoor breaking ball from Strickland as he rings the bell on Omar Florentino. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Strickland strands went out there. And we're through 3.5, tied at 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta, SRP Park, tied at 3. Stephen Pelini hit a home run his last time up. He'll start it off against Wander Arias in the bottom half of the fourth. First pitch bender missed outside to the lefty Pelini. Home ball, no strikes. Took an outside fastball to left field his last time up, an opposite field homer. First home run since Mother's Day for Pelini, his second of the year. 1-0 pitch is softly tapped towards first. Be gloved by Arias, who will take it himself and rush it to the bag for the first out. Has momentum going right towards it rather than flip it. Special delivery on his own. And there's one away in the Green Jacket fourth. All three of Augusta's runs in this game so far have come via the home run ball. Two off the bat of Pelini. One lasting to tie it by Geraldo Quintero. One gone in the inning for Zabrowski. First pitch is low. And it's one ball and no strikes. Zabrowski was part of a strong run of good contact in the second against Arias. Sent one to the warning track in center his first time up as Zabrowski shoots that one into left center, a base hit. Zabrowski charging hard. He will make the turn. He's going to try for second. As Town can't play it cleanly, he'll just throw it into Florentino. It's a leadoff double, or I should say a one-out double for Adam Zabrowski. And he is aboard into scoring position for Braulio Vasquez. Was thinking two bases all the way on that one. Town tried to slide and stop it, and he slowed it down, but it got behind him still. And Zabrowski ends up in scoring position. Sixth hit of the game, or seventh hit for the game for the Green Jackets. That's the third of the extra base variety. And now Zabrowski stands at second for Braulio Vasquez. He sent one to the warning track and right his first time up. First pitch from Arias is fouled back to the wire. That's 0-1. Back and forth game so far. Three ties and three lead changes if you count 0-0. No balls and a strike. Zabrowski, a good leadoff of second, not being held on by Dooney. Harris's pitch home is popped up. Into shallow right center field. Coming in on it is Gene Ramirez. He's got a big arm. He'll make the catch, and Zabrowski, certainly not deep enough, the tag will hold up at second, and there are two away. And it'll be up to Mekhi Backstrom now with two outs with Zabrowski at second still. Backstrom had a single his last time up. Guy who certainly had his zone against the Fireflies driving guys then. He's got 32 on the season, including 12 against the Fireflies. That includes three home runs for Mekhi. Trying to catapult the Green Jackets back in front. First pitch to him is good for a strike. Starts him with a spinner on the inside part to get up on Backstrom 0-1. Hit one sharply towards first last time up. Ate up Guillermo Quintana and found its way into right field. 0-1 the count. Arias a long stare down to second. 0-1 pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets only have a handful of hits with runners in scoring position this week, but they haven't really had too many guys there all together. They've had some games where they've had plenty of hits, but not many have got past second base. Also got three hit in a game earlier this week because the 1-1 pitch is inside. Nearly hit him. It actually did hit him. Got the jersey, I believe, and Backstrom will take first. And he just got away of a fastball that came in at 92. Hits the jersey. It counts as a hit-by-pitch, and he is on with two outs for Caden Morton. So a golden opportunity here for Augusta with two outs with Morton at the plate. See if Morton can get in on the RBI totals here. He's got 20 this year. He's got two on the base paths now. Got a tie game at three. 13 combined hits. First pitch to Morton. He's swinging a fly ball back and out of play. Tried to hang in there on a breaking ball from Arias, and just a little early on, or late on it, I should say, on an off-balance swing. Nothing in one of the former 2019 draft pick. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, that's in there. As he drops it right on the outside part, pulls out the parachute, sticks the landing to get up on Morton. Top of the order due next for Augusta. Zabrowski, a big lead off of second. Probably not looking to run, though. 0-2. A fly ball to left center. Playable for somebody as Eric Pena will come in and take command of it. He'll make the catch, and the side is retired. Green Jackets get a double and a hit by pitch, but both are left out there. And we are on to the fifth from North Augusta. Green Jackets 3, Fireflies 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Of the fifth from SRP Park on this 3rd of July. Finish up the homestand for Augusta as we celebrate Independence Day. Joshua Rivera starts it off for the Fireflies, tied at three as Sam Strickland has the fifth. Looking to go 5 innings in consecutive starts as the left-hander. First pitch to Rivera as a cut and a miss as he dropped him down on the bottom part of the zone away from him. No balls and a strike. Not a bodies in that Green Jacket bullpen. Nobody throwing. 0-1 pitch. Rivera had another good cut, but he missed. Behind a fastball at 90. No balls and two strikes. Pitch count at 67 entering this inning for Strickland. Coming up on that 70 mark. 0-2 pitch. Rivera takes one up and away. 1-2. A lot of fastballs today for Strickland. Used his changeup very effectively last time out in Fayetteville. His fastball sliders has worked well for him today so far. 1-2 pitch. Rivera off the end. Sends one foul down the right field line. Still a 1-2 count to the third baseman for Columbia. his 28th game of the year. Utility man on the infield. 1-2 is high. Tried that changeup but missed. 2-2. Got a 10-mile-an-hour difference or so. That's a key part of being effective with a changeup. Some have great movement. Devin Williams with the Brewers is a good example of that. But sometimes that velocity difference is all the difference that you need. 2-2 pitch is hit well deep to left center field. Brandon Mesquita moves over. He fights the sun but makes the catch awkwardly for the first out. Never really got a good read, I don't think. The sun can be a beast out in left center field-ish area at this part of the night here in North Augusta. And Mesquita didn't have a great jump. Looked really uncomfortable getting to that ball. But able to make the nice little over-the-shoulder catch right on the palm, it looked like. And there was one out as Rivera gave one a ride. Now here's Gene Ramirez. A night that I certainly expected to see the ball fly quite a bit, and we have seen that so far. First pitch to Ramirez is a little low of the fastball. As the leadoff man has yet to be retired today, he is 2-for-2. Picked up a bunt hit his last time up. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is just off the outside corner. Two balls in, no strikes. Tied up at 3 here in the top of the fifth. Each team has an inning where they score twice. Single tallies in the first and third for the Green Jackets, respectively, with the Fireflies, as that one's fouled out of play. Two balls and a strike. I should say the Fireflies scored once in the first. Two for the Green Jackets on the homer by Pelini in the second. Columbia came back with two in the top of the third. Augusta tied it on a Quintero homer in the bottom half of inning number three. 2-1 pitch. He shows bunt again, but bunting through a strike. 2-2. Pull back on it. Almost a regular thing now with Gene Ramirez. Every time he's up there, he's looking to bunt. That's credit to him. He's shown to be a good bunter. He'll take advantage when you offer it to him. 2-2 pitch. Ramirez serves one to the right side. It's caught by Mekhi Backstrom on the run. Just able to get over there, maybe between first and second, and cut off Caleb Durbin to make the catch. Easier play for him with the glove side taking him that way. Second out of the inning for Omar Hernandez. That's one of those. If it gets by Backstrom, he doesn't catch it. That becomes a tough play because then you need Sam Strickland to cover the bag. And Backstrom had a good jump, good instincts, makes the catch. Has a lot of range over there. Good mobile first baseman. First pitch to the catcher is just a little off, maybe on the outside corner, about knee high. Well, good spot, though. One ball, no strikes. Hernandez doubled and scored his last time up in the third. The catcher from Cuba for the Fireflies as that one is yanked into the dugout for Augusta. Look out. Eliezel Stevens, Braulio Vasquez, Ronaldo Alessandro all in that area. They jump out of the way. Good timing. Good reflexes to get out of the way. One ball, one strike. Strickland's pitch is a half swing. They will ask at first. He went around, says Elliot Melton. 1-2. Sprowski went down immediately. And a good look for him, too, with a right-hander at the plate. Much easier chance for Melton to see that one all the way through. It's a little bit more challenging when you only have a two-man umpiring crew. With that base umpire moving all around. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. Hernandez a little late to one. On a fastball by Strickland. His 81st pitch, likely his last inning if he's able to get through it. And he's certainly in the driver's seat, too. Here comes the 1-2 pitch again. It is in the dirt. Blocked by Zabrowski, 2-2. Tyler Owens is getting hot in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. He's likely going to come in for Strickland, whether that be in this inning, if he's unable to finish it, or in the sixth. Owens has been a good long reliever for the Green Jackets since been moving into that role. 2-2. A big bouncer towards there. Quintero will play it on two hops. Long throw over the top. It is not in time. That was the only chance there for Quintero. Had to play back on it. If he went in, that was going to be a much tougher play on the in-between. And just able to beat it out is Hernandez. And he's a two-out base runner for Rivertown. And Nestor Perez is going to make his way out towards the mound. Strickland unable to get the final man. And Tyler Owens is going to come get the final out. Unless Strickland can be quite a convincer here. And not something you see a whole lot of, but we'll see if Strickland is able to tell off his manager, say, I got one more. Especially with a lefty at the plate, you never know. Looks like he's going to make a change, and he will hand him the baseball. Good effort, though, by Sam Strickland. 4 2/3 in this game. Gives up the 3 runs, but really settled in the back half of his outing. Tyler Owens will come in for him. trying to inherit that runner and keep him out on the base pass. 3-3 game, top of the fifth, two outs with Rivertown coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Tyler Owens enters for Sam Strickland with two outs in the top of the fifth. Go-ahead run stands at first after the infield hit by Omar Hernandez extends the inning for Rivertown. Owens will make his 17th appearance. The hard-throwing right-hander from Ocala, Florida, will face the three-hitter. One of the top relievers out of the bullpen for Augusta comes in with a man inherited. Try to keep him out there. Likely going to be a long relief outing for Owens. He has been a specialty in this since being moved in to a permanent bullpen role after beginning the year as a starter. We'll get Rivertown, who is driven in two today. 3-3 score. First pitch to Town is too low as he starts him with a fastball at 95. And the count is one ball, no strikes. Owens, a guy who's been very good when you have him asked to go three, about four innings sometimes, a time through the order. That stuff has become even better for him as a throw over to first, but back with a dive is Hernandez over there, has about maximized his lead. Owens took a tough loss on the mound a few weeks ago against the Charleston River Dogs after a key home run hit by O'Neill Mansueta to help the River Dogs get out of here with a split as the 1-0 pitch is off the outside corner, 2-0. And when Owens is in his groove, that fastball, now mid-90s, the slider is very good, and he can turn you back with a changeup as well. It's a good three-pitch mix for Tyler. He's down 2-0 to Town. The pitch to him is knee-high, but a little off. Maybe just below the knees, perhaps. Three balls, no strikes. As Town's got a comfortable count here, he'll likely have the green light if he's got something good. Carter Jensen waits next for the Fireflies. Owens from the stretch, 3-0 pitch is good for a strike. 94 on the edge. Put me over fastball to get back in the count. 3-1. RBI double in the first. Sack fly in the third for Town. Draft pick last year out of Dallas Baptist University. 3-1 pitch is just off the plate. Good spot by Owens. Better take by Town. And that's a five-pitch walk. So two on here with two outs for Carter Jensen. And Jensen, who has had a couple well-struck balls this week, no real big contact overall that has produced big results for him, like we saw in the last series. These two teams play in the middle of June. That included, what was at the time, a season-best four RBIs against Augusta in the opener of that series. First pitch to Jensen is a strike on the inside part, a pump of a flow down to second. Zabrowski does not throw it. Gives it right back to Owens, 0-1. I believe Jensen was just a triple shy of the cycle in that game. Drove in runs for just about all of his hits. A two-run double and also a two-run homer. This guy's got a big bat. One that'll project well, especially for a catcher. When you have left-handed power like he does, that will play. As the 0-1 is off the inside part. One ball, one strike. Tough to find catchers who are very good on both ends. A lot of them just have to spend time with their pitchers, going over game plans on the defensive side. And as a result, there isn't much dedication to the offensive part of the game as the 1-1 pitch is swing and a miss, 1-2. Not that catchers don't care about offense, but that's the challenge of it. But a lot of them enjoy that part of it and being involved in every aspect of the game. It feels like you are playing a part in every single pitch that goes on because you're the one calling it for your pitcher. 1-2 pitch is up and away, 2-2. And Jensen's done a lot of DHing. Four catchers on the roster for Columbia, and they've all done some good damage this week. Saw Kyle Hayes come up with a big game yesterday. Felix Emilius had some hits. Omar Hernandez has reached twice today. Now Jensen trying to make his mark. 2-2 pitch, a bouncing ball foul. And stays 2-2. As this pesky bunch continues to foul off pitches, and that's been key for them. No matter really who's been out there, they haven't really struck out that much. And really, you go back the past month or so, they put the ball in play a lot. And now they're hunting mistakes, and they're taking advantage of it. 2-2 pitch. Jensen sprays one foul. Just behind one. Count stays at 2-2. The designated hitter, Carter Jensen. That's the luxury you have when you have that many catchers on the roster. You can play multiple ones. Not like Augusta can right now. They've only got two. Adam Zabrowski and Victor De Hoyos. No more Roosberg Estrada. He was let go a few weeks ago. An inside move to second. A pump of a throw by Owens. He will not toss it to Conley. And Omar Hernandez at second. Rivertown at first with a 2-2 count to Carter Jensen in a game that's tied at three. Fireflies going for a sweep. Augusta Trust trying to salvage the final game. Hernandez takes off. 2-2 pitches rolled up the middle. Knocked down by Owens. He'll pick it up, and he's got the runner coming to home. He'll toss to Zabrowski, who chases down Hernandez and will tag him out. Owens may have had a play at first, but it was going to be close, and Hernandez helped him out by rounding third and coming home, and that made it for an easy out for Tyler Owens, and that's another out on the base pass for Columbia. So they get Hernandez in between third and home, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through this one, tied at three on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Halfway home here from SRP Park, tied up at three in the series finale. Caleb Durbin will start things off for Augusta. Wander Arias trying to conquer five innings on the mound. Facing the leadoff man for Augusta, third time through the order. First pitch hook lands for a strike from Arias as he gets up in the count. Nothing and one to Caleb Durbin. Now one pitch is down and out. One ball, one strike. Durbin 0 for 2 today. He is 2 for 23 in the series. He has driven in a couple of runs, however, still leads the team with 43. 1-1 is down in the dirt. Hops a fastball in front of home, 2-1. Now he's working his way through a little slump. A little tough time in the Fayetteville series as well, but this is a guy that gets on base regularly. Has a good eye for the strike zone. 2-1 pitch, a tapper foul off the front leg of Durbin. Two balls and two strikes. A model of consistency at Washington St. Louis University, a Division III school. Added over 375 in all three of his years there before the Braves took him in the 14th round in last year's draft. 2-2, a fly ball back and out of play. Two balls and two strikes as Durbin snags it right back. As last year at Washington, St. Louis, no doubt his best, career best across the board. Seven homers, 47 driven in, also stole 20 bases. Well over that mark here this year with the stolen base count. 2-2 pitch, Durbin chops it foul. Just out in front as it's snagged by a fan in the front row. Nicely done on a couple hops down there. Now Schroeder coaching over a third in this game. Connor Blair is the first base coach today for Augusta. Schroeder is normally the guy at third on Sundays. Just the tradition Nestor Perez and this team has. 2-2 pitch, a big bouncer towards short. Florentino gloves, going to be a tough play. Throw across is in time. Omar Florentino puts it right on the money from his back foot to get the speedy Caleb Durbin. That was one, once you knew it took a second hop and where Florentino had to throw it from. You'd almost think instantly Durbin's going to beat that out, but he put a lot on that throw to get him. Good pick by Keaton on the receiving end, and there is one away for Cal Conley. Ace is empty for Cal, who's 1-for-2 in the game. Green Jackets being now hit this juncture, 9-6. Shows bunt and pushes it foul just down the third baseline. Good idea. Just a little behind it, though. No balls and one strike. Something Conley's worked on a lot. Trying to push those down the third baseline. It's something that'll surely develop over the course of his minor league career. Great student of the game. 0-1 pitch. A liner to the right side. That's going to get into right field. A base hit for Conley. His second of the game. Just got it past Dayton Dooney as he snagged the bat head right in front of it to have his second hit of the night. Go ahead, run on for Augusta here in the fifth inning for Geraldo Quintero. Another extra base here, I should say, multi-hit game for Cal Conley for him at his number 19 on the year. Only Brandon Mesquita's got more with 21. And Conley's hot. He can get those hits in bunches. Both him and Geraldo Quintero with 19 multi-hit games. First pitch to Quintero. It's high for a ball. 1-0. Geraldo would need one more here today to reach 20. Just hit his sixth home run of the year. Guy who's quietly emerging as perhaps Augusta's most consistent hitter in the way he has really turned it on since mid-May. 1-0 pitch. Quintero fights one back out. Now reach over the seats and out of the ballpark. One ball, one strike. And it was really about the end of May when Quintero really started to get hot. The team was in Charleston at the time. They were struggling offensively against a good River Dogs pitching staff, but Quintero was really the lone exception to that series. Had multiple games where he picked up two hits or more. 1-1 pitch is down and in. 2-1 to the switch hitting Quintero, batting as a left-hander. And a 3-3 game in the fifth. That's where that confidence really started to grow for him. He has been very consistent ever since that point. Always finding his way on base. Power numbers are spiky and extra base hits in particular. Over 30 of them now as the 2-1 pitch is in the dirt. There goes Conley. Late decision to go. Throw down to second. He tries to swim through the tag and he can't do it. He doesn't agree with the call. He went late on it, but Florentino just got the tag on him. And he's out. He's still pleading his case out there to Elliot Melton. That's going to be the second out of the inning. Conley took off as soon as that hit the dirt, but Hernandez played it perfectly and had plenty of time at that juncture to throw him out. Put a good one down to Florentino and got the tag as Conley tried to move out of the way. Second time Conley has been caught trying to take second base. First time on a sac fly, this one on a wild pitch attempt. 3-1, Quintero hits one high in the air again. Deep to right field. Did he get enough? This one's going to stay in the park, and it'll be caught by Gene Ramirez. Had the reaction to it, but just off the trademark a bit, and the Green Jackets are done in the bottom of the fifth. To the sixth we go. 3-3 game on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Belts with you from SRP Park as we continue on to the 6th 3-3 game on the Green Jackets Baseball Network as Tyler Owens will venture into the 6th trying to get his first full inning of work. Got the final out of the 6th or the 5th inning after a walk to Carter Jensen. Actually, a walk to Rivertown, got the ground out back to him on the mound where he caught the catcher Omar Hernandez coming for home. That was the final out of the inning, another out on the base pass for Columbia. First pitch to Dayton Dooney is good for a strike as Owen darts one in at 95. No balls and one strike. Dooney 0 for 2 in this game. He is one of three Fireflies who have yet to reach base. 0-1. Dooney a big chopper foul down the first base side. Nothing in two. Dooney just one hit in this series, has been quiet on the offensive end. Not a hopes for him. Switch hitting second baseman. Former freshman All-American at the University in Arizona back in 2019 as the 0-2 pitch to him. He is rifled to left center field. This one is going to get down on a hop right by Brando Mesquita. And Dooney goes the opposite way with one as he turns around to bat left-handed and comes up with a hit this time. 10th hit of the game for Columbia as they are currently plus 3 in the hit department over Augusta, 10-7. And now up comes Guillermo Quintana as Owens looks for a double play ball. Another great crowd on hand, possibly better than last night. Had just under 4,900 in the ballpark. First pitch to Quintana, a little cross-up swing as he went through the zone. On a good slider by Tyler Owens. Might be close to a 5,000 night here at the ballpark. Sure feels like it. Not many open seats around the ballpark. The 0-1, a strike. Pinpoint, we're on the outside corner as he dots the eye, and the count is 0-2. And fastball velocity steadily at 95 for Owens. Work on this little human night as the sun begins to set here. Action just getting started in the bullpen for Augusta. Jose Montilla has a ball. 0-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. He struck out Quintana with a slider. Wiped him away. First time Quintana has been retired tonight. Owens makes quick work of him on three pitches. And now Eric Pena. One out in the inning. Single for Pena last time up as he sent one to the gap. Open stance on the left side. First pitch from Owens. A big cut and a miss. Dropped a breaking ball and down and in. Excellent spot by Owens to get up in the count. No balls and a strike. Got Dayton Dooney over at first. Guy who might be looking to take one here. Decent lead off the bag, about two steps. Owens deals the pitch home as Pena takes one down and in. Go back to that same exact spot. This time, Pena did not bite on it. One ball and a strike. Pena looking to turn one around. Owens looking for a double play ball as Montilla getting loose in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. The break-even pitch is down in the dirt. Well picked by Zabrowski. A fastball at 95. Able to grab it clean. Not an easy thing to do. Any catcher will tell you the toughest pitch to block is that fastball in the dirt. Not going to hop like a breaking ball, Will. Got to get that glove on it and hope it bounces in. 2-1. Owens' pitch to Pena is a little out. Comes back with another fastball. 3-1. Shift down for Pena. Left side is open for him if he shoots one down the third baseline. Otherwise, Green Jackets are shading for a double play. 3-1 is in there on the inside corner, right as Pena was trotting down to first. Not going to get the call, maybe try to sell it. Sometimes when you run down to first, that's when you might be able to sway the umpire on a borderline call. Doesn't really feel that way, though. Try not to accept the strike. Throw his mind off. 3-2 pitch. He's going to buckle his knees, and it'll ring the bell for Owens. Dropped a slider, and Pena knew it. Backdoored him as he was looking for something else. Not a slider, probably a fastball. Second strikeout for Owens in a row, and there are two gone for Omar Florentino. Still tied up at three. There is a right-hander getting loose for Columbia as Wander Arias has tossed five today for the Fireflies. First pitch is a big hopper over the middle. Cal Conley right there on a room service touch of second base to retire the side. Hit it right to him. Florentino hits into the fielder's choice. And we head to inning number six, the bottom half. Tied at three on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
Columbia makes a call to the bullpen. Bottom of the sixth, tied up at three. Matt Still is in. He'll take over on the mound for Wander Arias, who threw a nice game for the Fireflies, his first game in 3 weeks. Still the right-hander from Rowan, New Jersey. And Marlton, New Jersey native coming from Rowan University. He'll get Brandon Mesquita to start things off as he works for the 10th time this year. Middle third coming up for Augusta. First pitch to Brandall is up and away at 93. One ball, no strikes. ERA just under 6.5 for Still. Last pitched on the 21st of July. It's been a couple of weeks for him now. Earlier in the series against Charleston as the 2-1 pitch is popped back out of play. One ball, one strike. They're 2 1/3 in that game. River Dogs got four runs, two of them earned. Has thrown just two scoreless appearances as he enters his 10th game on the mound. One ball, one strike. The pitch to Mesquita is down and away. Overthrew one, 2-1. Tie game at three. Green Jackets looking to catapult themselves back in front. No score in this game since the third inning. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Chase a high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Mesquita hit by a pitch his first time up around that wrist area. Came in, has remained in the ballgame despite a little scare there as the 2-2 pitch is on the outside corner. Still paints the black with a fastball at 94, and there is one gone in the Green Jacket half of the sixth. Just pinpoint location from the hard-throwing right-hander. One away for Stephen Pelini. Final line today for Wander Arias, the starter for Columbia. He won't factor in the decision. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs all earned. One strikeout, no walks. Gave up 2 home runs, though. The only 2-run producing hits of the night so far for Augusta. First pitch to Pelini is in there for a strike. Works the inside part to the lefty, 0-1. One of those 2 home runs, and the man at the plate in Pelini, who went the opposite way in his first time up in the second. on him and Mosquito home. 0-1 pitch down and in. One ball, one strike. Sun is set here in the CSRA. Light's starting to come on. Now the good game in the works as Montilla is playing catch in the Green Jacket bullpen. 1-1 pitch, hit in the air. Left center field, Pena and Town retreat. It'll be Rivertown near the track to make the catch. As Pelini goes the opposite way with one again, this one just a little short of the fence this time. And there are two outs. And it just off the end of the bat, but well struck once again. Two-way enough for Adam Zabrowski. As we remain tied at three. Zabrowski trying to keep this inning going for Braulio Vasquez. Matt still looking for a 1-2-3-6 in relief. First pitch is right in there. Cast him up at 95 as he put it right on the edge, 0-1. Zabrowski confirms with the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson. Zabrowski has an excellent eye at the plate, one of the team's leaders in walks. 0-1 pitch, down and out, one ball, one strike. 30 walks on the year for Zabrowski. As a result, on base percentage near 350. Over 100 points better than his average. He'll take his walk. Still gets on base regularly as the 1-1 tails outside. Another fastball from Still. 2-1. It's all about finding your way on base. That's what the analytics people in baseball will tell you. Whether it's a hit or a walk, as long as you get on. 2-1 is high, and it's 3-1. Now the fastball from Still. It's been exclusively fastball sliders for the right-hander. Zabrowski, good hitters count here. The 3-1 pitch is down and out. It's a 5-pitch walk to Adam Zabrowski right on cue. He's on for the second time today. And he'll continue this inning for Braulio Vasquez. As the Green Jackets look to go back in front here in a 3-3 game. Vasquez trying to build off his multi-hit game from yesterday. Comes in 0-for-2 with a couple flies in the direction of Gene Ramirez and Wright. There a trip to the plate. First pitch down away. Good scoop up by Omar Hernandez. One ball, no strikes. The guy, when he barrels him up, he can hit him hard. And in addition to that, Vasquez with plus-plus speed. In terms of his pure speed, maybe the best on this team. 1-0 pitch is inside, it missed, 2-0. Guy who earned the recognition as an organizational all-star last year after stealing 40 bags, as John Havian, the pitching coach, will pop out of the dugout and talk with Matt Still here as he's down 2-0 to Vasquez. And a guy who's built up a super utility role in his time here in Augusta, a guy who was signed originally as a second baseman, moved to short a little bit, has been playing first this year almost exclusively, but does have two starts in right field, including one earlier this week in the second game of the doubleheader. That was on Wednesday. As Havian talked with his pitcher, gives us a chance to take a little drive around the league, check out some scores from tonight. And the Carolina League on this July 3rd Sunday. Got two games in the books. Delmarva fell at Fredericksburg earlier today 10-2. Lynchburg topped Salem 6-2. Kannapolis 4, Downey's nothing. That's in the third inning in Kinston. Fayetteville shutting out Carolina 3-0 in the fifth right now at 5 County Stadium as the 2-0 pitch is in there, knee high. 2-1. Myrtle Beach 2, Charleston 1. That game's in the fourth inning at Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach. Two balls in, a strike. Still looks in, kicks and throws. As Vasquez muscles went off foul to the right side, out of play. 2-2. To the Green Jacket designated hitter. Trying to punch one of the gaps somewhere. Vasquez has one home run. That came back in April against Delmarva. 2-2 is down low. And the count fills up. That'll get Zabrowski on the move over at first. Mekhi Backstrom anxiously waiting next for Augusta. As Omar Hernandez will send the signals to his infield. Pitch count starts back up. 7 on the timer. Still comes set. The 3-2 pitch is swung in line to deep right center field. On the run, Ramirez. He won't get there. It'll one hop on the wall. Zabrowski coming around third. He's going to score. Vasquez hustling for third. The throw there is not going to be in time. A go-ahead three-bagger for Braulio Vasquez, and it's 4-3 Augusta in the sixth. Zabrowski being on the move there, all the difference that time as he's able to come in and score. Vasquez with his speed able to turn it into three and put Augusta back in front. An excellent relay for the Fireflies. Ramirez to Florentino over to third, where Rivera's tag was just not in there in time to get Vasquez. And now it's Mekhi Backstrom with Augusta working itself back in front, trying to add on here. The first pitch to Mekhi, shot into the dugout, and it pins ball all around. Surprisingly, that hit nobody. Hit the bench, then the railing, then the bench again. Now Backstrom sent a rocket into his own dugout. A little friendly fire. Vasquez with a good lead off of third. He's not being held on the 0-1 pitch. Backstrom had a monster cut, but a miss. No balls and two strikes. Vasquez can get as big of a lead as he wants. Backstrom down the count here, 0-2. Not going to take much for Vasquez to score, but skips away. The 0-2 pitch. Backstrom sends one towards second. Dooney makes the over and makes the catch in shallow center field. Just got jammed on one and couldn't muscle it by him, but Augusta takes the lead on a go-ahead triple by Braulio Vasquez. To the seventh we go. Augusta 4, Columbia 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Augusta is back in front on a two-out RBI triple by Braulio Vasquez, and it's 4-3. Jose Mantilla takes over on the mound for Tyler Owens. Here in the seventh inning, Augusta up by one with nine outs to get. Josh Rivera leads it off for the Fireflies, eighth appearance for Mantilla. He's made a handful of these with Augusta, currently on rehab assignment with the Rome Braves, the high A club. Has been with the club since June the 15th. He'll face Joshua Rivera. Ready on ready. First pitch coming. Is a bullseye on the heater. Nothing and one. Also a development in between innings. Mekhi Backstrom has exited this game with an injury. Didn't see exactly what happened to him. Something might have gotten jammed or something on that swing, but he has exited the game. 0-1 pitch is down and out. And it's one ball, one strike. So Connor Blair is in to play first base, and Blair has to play it because Braulio Vasquez, the other first baseman, is DHing. You put him over at first, you lose the DH the rest of the game. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2-1. So first chance for Blair to play first this year. He's also the emergency catcher, for what it's worth. And you also got Victor De Hoyos, who maybe could play over there, but that means you have no catchers on the bench. So thin options, and they go to Blair at first. 2-1 pitch is foul back our direction off the top of the wire. Two balls and two strikes. So Blair is in. Eliezel Stevens, Brandon Parker, Victor De Hoyos, the remaining bench options for Augusta. Backstrom is out of this game as they tend to him in the dugout as Austin Smith's checking up on him. 2-1 2-2 pitch, ground ball to third. Geraldo Quintero moves over, scoops it up, and fires on to first. Blair will secure it for the first out of the seventh for Columbia. 5-3 on that one. Rivera now 0-3 in the game. And up comes the top of the order. Gene Ramirez, who has reached twice today, 2-3, faces the hard-throwing Jose Mantilla. His sixth appearance in Augusta. First pitch to Ramirez is off the inside corner. One ball, no strikes. Mantilla made the start as the bullpen game opener. That was back on Thursday. Through 1 2/3 in that outing, gave up one run. As that one spiked in the dirt at 92. Two balls and no strikes. And that was a game that Augusta needed extra innings to get through. And have taken a tough defeat by a run. In an 11-inning, 8-7 marathon in which Columbia won. The 2-0 pitch. A tomahawk swing that's popped up foul. Right behind home, Zabrowski will check it out, but he will run out of room. Now it's six rows back in the seats. Two balls and a strike to Gene Ramirez. In a 4-3 game where Augusta currently holds the lead. This is the deepest part of any game this week where they've had a lead. Most of the time they've been playing from behind or tied at this juncture. Mostly behind. 2-1. Ramirez bunts one towards third. Quintero charges. He's gloves it right by the mound. And a stretch by Blair. How about that? He hit every bit of that as Quintero throws out Ramirez, who was trying to bunt for his second hit. Quintero picked it up right by the mound. He's looking like a natural over there. Able to stretch out and make the catch. Good instincts by the normal outfielder, and there are two away. Looks like you're losing nothing over the where Blair's playing. Turned into a super utility guy. He catches that straight up and not stretch. That's a bang-bang play that they might not get the benefit of. Two gone for Hernandez. The first pitch to the catcher is good for a strike. Fires went in at 93. Now Ramirez nearly had a second bunt hit of the game. He just sneaks him down on you. 0-1. Breaking ball, strike two. Spins one right to the outside corner, 0-2. A sharp slider by Mantilla. Has a chance for a three-batter seventh inning with Augusta up a run. The 0-2, a tapper foul right off the end of the bat. Near the on-deck area for Columbia. No balls and two strikes. Rivertown due next for the Fireflies. Mantilla trying to put him down in order. The 0-2 pitch. A fly ball in the infield, foul territory. Connor Blair's going to have a shot at this one, and he'll make the catch. Was part of all three of those outs in this inning, and we are going to stretch it out here from SRP Park. Mantilla, perfect seventh, 4-3 Green Jackets as we head to the bottom half on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT to...
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you.
Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Seventh inning stretch here from SRP Park. We've got another good one. 4-3 Green Jackets on top by a run. Latest run coming off the bat. Abrelio Vasquez just needing to go on a go-ahead triple with two outs. And has remained close all game long. Mitchell Speltz with you. Four lead changes in this run. Currently it's Augusta clinging to it now. As 9-1-2 comes up against Matt Still here on this Independence Day weekend. We wrap up this homestand. What's been a big, fun one. A lot of great promotions, great crowd on hand here tonight as Caden Morton will start things off against the right-hand throwing Matt Still. Morton 1-for-2 in the game. Ready on ready matchup to begin the seventh inning for Augusta. First pitch coming to the right fielder as well, struck to right center field. Pena retreats, so does Ramirez, and it'll be the right fielder Ramirez getting there first and making the catch. Covered a lot of ground in a hurry. He can really run out there and made what looked like a ball that might plug the gap. A relatively routine catch. One gone for Caleb Durbin, I beg your pardon. Leadoff man comes up with the bases empty. 0-for-3 in the game, looking for his first hit here. Feels like one more run is one that at least is going to feel necessary for Augusta as the pitch is low, 1-0. Green Jackets have been on the wrong end of a lot of one-run games. They're at their magic number. Four is typically a number where they have to get to offensively, but Columbia's been more than capable in this series as the 1-0's inside. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets have lost 2 1-run games this year, and they're 8-16 in games decided by a run. 2-0 pitch. Durbin sends one foul to the right side, just a little behind it. Two balls and one strike. Now getting to four runs, an important number for Augusta. They're 18-13 when they score 4-7. Or I should say they are this year. They are 34-14 when they've scored four runs or more. It's pitch clock violation called on Matt Still. This will make it 3-1 to Durbin, who had no idea. And Omar Hernandez turns back to Chad Patterson, said, when did it start? Not moving in a hurry, and the Fireflies were not aware, so that'll be a ball. And put the count 3-1 against Caleb Durbin. A 3-1 pitch. Durbin takes ball four, so that extra ball comes back to haunt Matt Still as there's a one-out base runner now in Caleb Durbin. And to finish up on that previous point, the Green Jackets this year, when they've scored three or less, are 4-22. That includes a loss yesterday, 5-3. Now here's Cal Conley. Conley has two singles today, but he's been cut down twice trying to make it to second base. Trying to play run producer here. First pitch is too low. One ball, no strikes. Couple of sharp singles back up the middle and into right field. Got a great base runner too in Caleb Durbin. This might be a time you think about stealing one here. Team's leader in stolen bases stands at first. He's got a big lead. Doesn't go as Conley takes one just off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. There have been 25 stolen bases. Cal Conley, the next closest, with 22. Good running count here, perhaps, with the 2-0 count. He stays. The pitch is sprayed foul. Conley behind one on a fastball from Matt Still. Two balls and a strike. They say 2-1 is the typical best running count. Steve Durbin tries to take one here. He forced the pitcher to stay focused on the batter, but he stays put. The 2-1 pitch, foul back again. Two balls and two strikes. Geraldo Quintero waits next for the Gus as they lead it 4-3. A 2.5 step lead off the back. 2-2 the count. The pitch is way up high, snagged by Hernandez. 3-2 now. And now we'll see if the Green Jackets maybe put Durbin in motion here to stay out of a double play, perhaps. A 3-2 count. Normal straight-up defense against Conley. Here he goes. 3-2 pitch is on the inside corner. Throw down to second. Going to get by Florentino and into center field. Off to third goes Durbin. Here comes the throw from Pena. It's not going to be there. And Durbin moves up two bases. But Conley does strike out. Right on the inside corner still rings up Conley. But another run now stands 90 feet away for Geraldo Quintero. And now we'll see if Quintero can punch home that insurance run. Quintero 1-for-3 today, including his home run back in the third. First pitch to Geraldo right on the inside part as he stands right on top of home. Good spot by Still coming right in on that corner. And both Conley and Quintero. 4-3 Green Jackets, two outs in the seventh. The pitch, a bender, good for a strike. Pulled out the parachute and Still is now up 0-2. Was not looking for that. That's a good executed pitch by the right-hander. Infield backs up a few steps. 0-2 pitch. A hanger that missed a little in. Maybe above the letters as well. One ball, two strikes. It's spiked, but down in the zone where it's picked up by the catcher, Hernandez, overthrew that one. 2-2, right before it grazed the dirt. Durbin has a big lead off of third. They're not holding him on. 2-2, Quintero, wave and a miss. Got him out in front of a breaking ball as he trusts the spinner to get the three-hitter, and the Green Jackets are done in the bottom of the seventh. A one-out walk to Durbin gets stranded at third base, and we go to the top of the eighth. Augusta 4, Columbia 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Mm-hmm.
game still. Augusta leads by a run as we play in the top of the eighth inning. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. Jose Montilla's got a second inning. He's got the heart of the order starting with Rivertown. First pitch coming is down and in to the left-handed hitter. One ball and no strikes. 3, 4, and 5. Town, Jensen, and Dooney due up for Tony Pena's Columbia Fireflies. The 1-0 pitch. A big bouncer towards the first base side foul. And the process, the ball rolls in from the bullpen. Almost simultaneously, one ball is going one way, the other coming towards home. One ball, one strike. Marlon Willis is currently the pitcher in the pen for Columbia. Another lefty down there. Fireflies have several left-handers. Green Jackets only have two on their roster. The 1-1 from Montilla. He bunts it down the third baseline. This one will trickle foul. Good heads up play by Zabrowski. Made sure he got into foul territory. No chance to throw him out otherwise. One ball and two strikes. Jose Montilla trying to cover multiple innings here. No off day tomorrow, but there is one on Tuesday as part of the 4th of July quirk. Teams would rather play on the 4th. I tell you that much. You see the big crowd here tonight. And there's surely going to be a big one in Charleston tomorrow. I'd figure the same thing in Columbia as they host Myrtle Beach. Segra Stadium, one of the best in the league, if you ask me. Been there several times now. 1-2 is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Town has two RBIs in the game. He has his team best total now up to 31. Montilla got through his first inning. Three batters trying to get four in a row here. 2-2 pitch is rolled foul as Town continues to hang in there. Ball two, strike two to the native of Zachary, Louisiana. 15th round pick last year. Spot the number 15. Montilla set, working out of the stretch exclusively. 2-2 pitch, a ground ball right back to Montilla on a hop. Nice hands, he flips to Blair, and that's one out. That one was sharp on a hop, and Montilla bent back, and look what I found, a baseball in my glove. 1-3 on that put out, one gone for Carter Jensen. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3 here in the top of the eighth inning. Jensen bats from the left side. Montilla kicks and throws. First pitch lifted deep left field. Mesquita runs back near the track. He'll have room and makes the over-shoulder catch as the shades come off. Not sure if he quite needs those anymore, but keeps him out there for safekeeping. He makes the catch with a few feet to spare right in front of the track. Two up and two down for Jose Montilla. It'll be Dayton Dooney. Montilla is able to get Dooney. You're going to have the 6, 7, 8 hitters due up for the 9th. At this juncture would be Quintana, Pena, and Florentino. Three guys who can do some damage, though. First pitch to Dooney. Going to catch the inside corner. Comes in him at 94. Nothing and one the count. Dooney, an opposite field single his last time up. That was in the left center as he bats as a left-hander. That's the switch hitter. 0-1 pitch. A cut and a miss at one in the dirt. Threw him a sharp slider. No balls and two strikes. Juan Mateo has just gotten up with the bullpen for Augusta. He's likely going to have the 9th. Green Jackets trying to at least get their hole in the lead. Montilla has Dooney down 0-2. Here it comes, and it's way high. Outside as well. One ball, two strikes as he lost the grip on a slider. Ball one, strike two to the third base or the second baseman. Check that. To the Royals single A affiliate. 1-2. He is outside again, trying to put him away at that slider. Hasn't been able to locate it. Montilla certainly has got the stuff with the velocity to blow any hitter away. Guy was a former South Atlantic first half all-star with the Rome Braves back in 2019. 2-2. A chopper foul. Just able to get on top of one down the first base side. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count to Dayton Dooney. Montilla trying to win the battle with him. This will be pitch number 6 of this at-bat. 2-2. A shot to right center field. That's a base hit. A roll towards the gap. It'll be backhanded by Morton. Dooney will not test that arm. And he'll go back after making about halfway. Second hit for Dooney. Keeps this inning alive for Guillermo Quintana. And a home run hitter does in fact come to the plate as the go-ahead run here in the bottom, or the top of the eighth rather. for the Fireflies. Mike Steed, the pitching coach, is going to come out of the dugout for Augusta and talk with Montilla. And you just factor in what has happened throughout this week for Augusta. So many close defeats, some late runs put it up by the Fireflies. Right when Augusta feels like they have momentum in their grasp, they're right there trying to pull out a game, and the Fireflies have just been able to edge them out every single time. And it's been spots like this that just make the gears turn a little bit harder. Quintana does have two hits today, and he's got a home run this year against the Green Jackets. Matter of fact, he's got two of them, both of them at Segra Stadium, or Segra Park, I beg your pardon. And he'll come to the plate here with two outs. Augusta 4, Columbia 3. Fireflies are out hitting Augusta 11-8. But Augusta holds a one-run advantage. Green Jackets have not had the lead in the hit department in any game in this series. Just trying to win the runs tonight. That's all that matters. First pitch to Quintana. Grounded towards Sharby. Played on a backhand that jumps off the glove of Cal Conley, and everybody's safe. Past the diving Quintero. Conley popped the glove up maybe a split second too soon. And out at first base is Quintana. Dooney moves to second. We'll see how that one's going to be scored. Either it's going to be a hit for Quintana, his third, or the second Green Jacket error. Could see that going either way. That was going to be a tough play for Conley. Regardless, going to be a long throw. At the same time, Conley will tell you he'll make that play. Very confident in his ability at shortstop. Eric Pena bats now. First pitch is roped to right. Morton backs up, and he's right there. Screamed it right at him, but Morton, not fooled at all, makes the catch right in his tracks, and the inning is over. 7.5 complete. Montilla's thrown two scoreless, and Augusta holds a 4-3 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Willis takes over for the Fireflies as we're coming right down to the end. Green Jackets looking for some insurance. Middle third's coming up as Brandel Mesquita leads it off against the left-hander Marlon Willis. Appearing for the second time this week. Willis is having a good comeback here with the Fireflies. 17th appearance, 1-1 record, 37 strikeouts in 26-plus innings. Here right just short of 5.5. Now get Brandel Mesquita. First pitch to him is good for a strike. Slings one in at 93, does the southpaw, 0-1. Mesquita 0-2 today, looking for his first hit. After picking up three yesterday, 0-1 pitch, yanked back foul into the wire, 0-2. Fireflies are going to have Omar Florentino, Joshua Rivera, and Gene Ramirez due up for their half of the ninth. And what is likely going to be an all certainty against Juan Mateo. No balls, two strikes, the pitch is down and in. That nearly hit Mesquita as it hops over the shoot tops. Actually, it did hit him. And Brandel Mesquita, for the second time in this game, has been hit by a pitch. And he'll take his base as a potential key insurance run here in the eighth inning. Mosqueda has already been hit by one pitch around the wrist area. I've already seen Mekhi Backstrom leave this game with an apparent injury. Didn't see what happened, and it was in his last at bat. And he's been taken back into the clubhouse. We certainly hope the best for Mekhi, and something just looked like he might have grabbed him on that last swing. And Mosqueda at first, no lead currently off the bases. He's still putting that protected mitt on, that right hand. I was going to say he was going to get no lead out there. Willis was ready to go. Mosqueda, not quite. The umpires will give you some time to put your equipment on. Lefty on lefty matchup as Pelini bats. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Puts one over at 93 to the tall lefty, Marlon Willis. From Stone Mountain, Georgia, from Redon High School in Stone Mountain, Georgia. A Decatur native here, just over state lines. 0-1 pitch. Pelini fouls one back into the wire. 0-2. Right along the Savannah River here at SRP Park. Coming over from the old Lake Olmsted Stadium that was in downtown Augusta. And now on the other side of the bridge in North Augusta. It's turned out to be a great area for a ballpark. No balls and two strikes. Mosqueda gets his lead off of first base. Willis looks at him and deals the 0-2 pitch, and he missed down and away. Fast velocity for Willis at 95 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes. Modest lead for Mosqueda. Probably not looking to run here. The 1-2 pitch. Pelini serves one in the left. Playable for River Town, who backs up a few steps. Nice easy swing as he makes the catch, though, right at the left fielder for Columbia. And that is out number one. Pelini now 1-for-4. Here comes Adam Zabrowski, who was 1-for-2 today, including a double back in the fourth inning. He scored what is currently the go-ahead run in this game. That was back in the sixth on the double by, or the triple by, Braulio Vasquez. As Mosqueda remains at first, Juan Mateo getting ready still in the bullpen. First pitch to Zabrowski is 1-0. As a miss, down and in. On the Green Jackets are doing anything they can to finish this one off with a victory. As they get set for a six-game set on the road, starting tomorrow in Charleston. 1-0 pitch is down and in, 2-0. Fireflies, a team that struggled mightily in the first half. You wouldn't know it how they've played this week, and even going back to early stages of last week as well. Gave Charleston a good tussle all week in their six-game set. Now carried it over here. 2-0 pitch is down and out, 3-0, or down and in. This is the second leg of what is a 12-game road trip for him. Hasn't been, in terms of distance, far away from Columbia, but it's still 2 weeks away from your home ballpark. 3-0 pitch right in there as Zabrowski took all the way. 95 on the gas from Willis. And they have persevered all throughout this trip and now making themselves known as a presence in the South Division of the Carolina League. The 3-1 is a ball down and out. Did not miss by much. Well spotted by Willis. Zabrowski is on for the third consecutive time. And there are two on with one out for Braulio Vasquez. Braulio looking to drop the hammer here in the eighth inning with Augusta clinging to a one-run lead. The difference between one or two runs here going into the ninth inning is going to make a heck of a difference here. Give yourself that extra set of breathing room as Omar Hernandez is going to come out and give the signals to his infield. It's concerning how this week has gone for Augusta. You get that extra run, going to feel a little more comfortable in a series that has been controlled by the Fireflies throughout. Lefty on righty. First pitch to Vasquez is good for a strike. Around the outside corner, Vasquez not a huge fan of it. Says no, it wasn't. Chad Patterson says yes, it was. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Nothing in one. Mosqueda at second. Zabrowski at first. Neither of them really being held on. Dooney now sneaks in behind second. Mosqueda halfway there. He'll scamper back, and Willis will deal the pitch, and Vasquez swings through it. 0-2. Don't see that a whole lot. Mosqueda about halfway down the line. Willis didn't really want any part of him. He just dealt the pitch home. But he did chase Mosqueda back to second. And the count is now 0-2 to Braulio Vasquez. Willis looking for an out. Double play would get him through this inning. The 0-2 pitch. Vasquez takes one inside as he jumps out of the way. 94 on the gun from Willis. 1-2. Guy who struggled a little bit on the mound last year with Columbia, team that had a really tough season. He's found his way a bit here in his second stint with the Fireflies. A 1-2 pitch. Vasquez rips it back into the netting. One ball and two strikes. Now he's been in the Royals system since 2017 when he was picked in the 18th round. Ball one and strike two. Still two out there with one out in a 4-3 game. Inside move to second. Close play and just getting the hand back in there was Mesquita. As close as that play was, most will tell you that lead is maximized. And they'll tell you to go back to that spot. Got a good inside move. First time he's thrown over. Dooney did a nice job sneaking in behind him to get that tag down, but Mesquita just able to avoid it. One ball, two strikes. Willis, a look to second. Here's the pitch. Vasquez shoots one towards second. It's bobbled by Dooney. He'll get it out at second. Return throw to first won't be there. That bobble cost him a double play. They do get it out at second. As Vasquez too fast to double up, Mesquita does take third. And there are runners at the corners for Connor Blair. Blair is in this game after the injury to Mekhi Backstrom. He's been playing first base for the first time this year. But Blair has perhaps shown off his super utility skills. Had a couple nice plays defensively back in his first inning in the field. Normal outfielder, guy who can also do some catching if need be. Would probably be considered the third catcher on the roster if it ever got to that point. Behind Zabrowski and De Hoyos. And now a big insurance run 90 feet away. Runners at the corners for Connor Blair. First pitch, foul back to the screen. Good cut by Blair in his first at-bat, 0-1. A hard-working kid, Connor Blair, a guy who's trying to find his way with this team, batting just .183, but when he's played, especially as of late, he's made his mark. He's 3-for-12 in this series. He's driven in a pair of runs. 0-1. Blair takes a strike, painted right on the outside corner by Willis at 95. And the count is 0-2. Mesquita at third. Vasquez at first in a 4-3 game. Augusta on top by a run here in the bottom of the eighth. No balls and two strike. Vasquez takes off. The pitch is inside. Hernandez will pump it down. They're not going to bother. Vasquez takes second uncontested. So second and third with a 1-2 count now, and that's the smart play by the Fireflies. Don't want any business with Vasquez, especially with the speed anyway. If anything, just trying to get into a diversion to sneak home Mesquita. One ball and two strikes. Juan Mateo looking on from the bullpen. He is amped up and ready to go for the ninth. Green Jackets trying to spot him a few extra runs here. 1-2 pitch. Blair takes it inside. That hit him right on the front leg below the knee, and that will load the bases for Caden Morton. And now a chance to break it open if you're the Green Jackets center fielder. The bags are packed to Green Jackets. And it's the nine-hitter, a guy who loves these moments, Caden Morton. A tough way for Willis to lose Morton, but it's not going to be him to face him, at least not as of now. It looks like Tony Pena Jr. is going to make a call to his bullpen. I think Willis is saying, I got this. But both teams want this game right here. The Fireflies are trying to sweep Augusta, and we'll see if he does make a change here. He's done this before where he's come out to the mound but not made a change. Action just got up short time ago in that bullpen, so he might be trying to stall a little bit, but he is going to let his lefty ride. And this is not the first time he goes out and talks with his left-hander and says, what do you think? And he strikes the confidence in his southpaw. He's going to stay in the game here. No pitching change. And we'll see if that juices him up on the mound. At bat of the game coming up right here. Green Jackets have them loaded with two outs. And a 4-3 lead. A chance to take the lead for good. Add some extra insurance behind what they have right now. A base hit gets you a couple. First pitch to Caden is good for a strike at 92 as he zips in a fastball, 0-1. Great speed at all three bases. Mesquita at third, Vasquez at second, Connor Blair, the far trail runner at first. Morton shoots one of the gaps into the wall, might clear him. 0-1 pitch. Morton had a big cut, but he missed. By him at 94, and you can see Willis re-energized after that mound visit. He is one strike away from stranding them loaded. and keeping Columbia within just one run entering their final inning. Infield back, straight up defense all around. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Willis struck him out on three pitches. Tailing fastball away at 94, and the left-hander responds to his manager's discussion on the mound. We go to the ninth. Augusta has the lead, need three outs to win their first game of the series and salvage the finale. 4-3, don't go anywhere, as the Green Jackets lead it by a run on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Top of the ninth, Augusta trying to salvage the finale. They lead it 4-3. Juan Mateo is going to try and close things out for Augusta. He's got three saves this year, a 4-1 record. Took a loss his last time out earlier this week as part of an extra innings defeat. That was back in the first extra inning games on Thursday. Yes, he was the losing pitcher. Was it the losing pitcher on Friday? Check that. As he will get the ball here, trying to close things down for Augusta. Did not give up any earned runs in that outing, but the run that did score was enough to give him a defeat in a tough extra innings loss. Omar Florentino gets Juan Mateo. First pitch is high, and it's ball one. Mateo, big-time fastball, also has a slider he'll go to. Those are his main two pitches. Touched 100 in Fayetteville last week. He can really gash you up. A 1-0 pitch is upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Florentino, Rivera, and Ramirez. If anybody gets on, Omar Hernandez gets in that bat. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes Mateo. Fastball high again, just above the letters. Three straight fastballs outside the zone. Three balls and no strikes. Green Jackets left the bases loaded last inning without the benefit of a hit. Two hit batters and a walk. Three balls and no strikes. Mateo kicks and throws. Fastball, that's in there. Inside corner, Florentino thought he had ball four. Right on the edge, 3-1. Got an energized crowd that is trying to see their Green Jackets avoid a sweep. 3-1. Here comes Mateo. Fastball upstairs this time. It's a five-pitch walk, and the tying run is on for Columbia to start off the top of the ninth inning. A free ride for Rivera. Here comes Joshua Rivera, and we've seen the Fireflies attempt to put down multiple sack bunts. This might be an ideal time for one, and we'll see if Rivera does in fact do it. 0-3 today. He is the only Firefly that has not reached base in this game. Righty on righty, Mateo with a runner at first, and Florentino, he doesn't show. First pitch is up and in. One ball, no strikes. And Mike Steed immediately coming out of the dugout trying to calm him down. Mateo, another guy, he loves these moments as well, but just trying to get those strikes over consistently. Maybe that first out is what you need to get here as he's amped up out there. Nothing but fastballs so far, but only one has been in the strike zone of the five or the six that he's throwing. Now the whole infield comes in as Mateo tries to settle down a little bit. This is going to be all him in this inning, trying to pick up what would be his fourth save, check that. He's 3 for 5 in save chances this year. Saves and save opportunities a little more strict than they used to be, even if you're pitching in the 7th, 8th inning when you're maybe not designated to be the closer and you allow a lead to get away, then that is charged as a blown save. That didn't used to be that way. A little more strict on it now. 1-0, no strikes to Rivera. The pitch is just a bit down and out. Good spot, but barely missed. About knee high off the corner. 2-0, no strikes as Mateo works behind another hitter. Almost a guy here you feel like you got to get. Top of the order is next. There goes Florentino. 2-0 is a strike. Throw down is high, and it's off the glove of Conley. That'll keep it in shallow center. Florentino does have a stolen base, though, as the count is now 2-1. On a high throw, Conley just able to get up there and knock it down a little bit. If he doesn't stop that, that's in the center, and Florentino ends up at third. So just a straight stolen base for Omar Florentino, who's been running wild this week. His 7th stolen base of the year. He's got about half of those in this series alone. 2-0, a strike to Rivera with now the tying run at second base. Mateo stares him back. He just inches off the bag. 2-1 pitch. A half swing. Did he go? He did, says Elliot Melton. Over at the base pass. 2-0, 2-strikes. All 2-2. Mateo looking for an out at the plate here. Here's the pitch. A fly ball into right, moving over Morton near the line. Foul territory. He will make the catch. Florentino's going to tag. Here comes the throw from Morton. It is there, and it is just a little late, as it was just a tad wide. Got enough oomph on it, but just a little wide down near home plate. Quintero dove back into the base, and Florentino just got in there. In the neighborhood, but just a bit down the line. If it is dead on the money, Florentino's out, and Morton's got a second outfield assist of the game. And now it's Gene Ramirez with a tying run at 3rd and 1 out. Ramirez, a big-time bunt candidate. You cannot rule out squeeze bunt here. Infield is in for Augusta. First pitch to Ramirez. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 97. It's 0-1. Ramirez has 2 hits in this game, one of them being a bunt hit. Nothing and one. Mateo kicks and throws. A foul back, and it's 0-2. And now that command is being very strong for Mateo. He's whistling in fastballs in there. Plenty of velocity, good location. No balls and 2 strikes. Strikeout here would be monumental for Juan Mateo and the Green Jackets as they lead at 4-3, top of the ninth with 1 out. Tying run at 3rd. 0-2 pitch. And down he goes! Struck him out looking on the inside corner with a fastball at 99. And there are 2 gone for Omar Hernandez. You can't pinpoint it any better than Juan Mateo just did. An about face for Ramirez. And it's up to Hernandez. Tying run still stands at 3rd. Green Jackets clinging on by a run. Righty on righty. First pitch to Hernandez. A swing and a liner up the middle into center. And this game is tied. On the very first pitch, fastball at 98 down the middle. Sends it right past Mateo into center. And we are tied at 4. And the Fireflies just will not go away. It has been that kind of series for this visiting bunch. They have put up an unbelievable fight all throughout the week. And as a result, they've won the first 5, and now Augusta will have to bat in the bottom half. There goes Hernandez. First pitch is down low. Throw down to 2nd on a hop is going to be not in time as he fell off the base. Goes back on it, and he's safe. As it's a stolen base for Hernandez, now the go-ahead run in scoring position for Town. He kept that foot on the base, too, surprisingly, as he was falling backwards. Conley kept the tag on him, but he ends up at 2nd. 1-0, no strikes to Rivertown. Mateo kicks and throws a swing and a miss. Fastball at 98, 1-1. Ends up being the 3rd blown save for Mateo right when he looked like he was on the verge of getting through it. Had to win one more bat out the plate, but Hernandez comes up with a big swing. The break-even pitch is down and away, 2-1. Green Jackets will have the top of their order now due up for the bottom of the ninth, and they'll have another shot to walk this thing off. They've had their chances in this series, but Columbia's pitching have held them off every single time. The 2-1 offering. Town takes a strike. Threw him a slider that time right on the inside part. Caught the corner 2-2. If Mateo tries that again, he might get another reaction from Town if he can put it where he wants it. Or does he try the old reliable and blow him away? Two balls, two strikes, two outs at the tie, or the go-ahead run at second. 2-2 pitch, and he missed outside, 3-2. Carter Jensen due next. Big pitch for Mateo coming up. It'll be number 20 in this inning. Green Jackets trying to survive this half and get to the bottom half tied. 4-4 game. The 3-2 pitch. A foul back. Town hangs in there. A crowd that's been energized here tonight, even going back to yesterday. It's been a pair of very strong crowds here at SRP Park. Town has a chance to deflate it a little bit more if he can poke one to the outfield like Hernandez just did. He did so to tie it. Town looking to give him the lead. Ball three, strike two. Here comes Mateo. Hernandez runs. A swing and a foul. Chased one down. Would have been ball four. I got to expand the zone. And a slider that Mateo threw him. Town able to just get a piece of. Three balls and two strikes still. Pitch number eight coming up at this at-bat. Mateo working him hard. Hernandez at second. We'll see if he tries to run again. 3-2 pitch. A pop-up foul. Third base side. This one will get into the seats. Action has just started in the Green Jacket bullpen. Peyton Williams is up. Just in case this gets away from Mateo or we need extra innings. Green Jacket's trying to make extras. The worst case scenario right now. 3-2 pitch. Town takes one down and away. And he draws the walk. Close pitch just missed and Town is on. First and second. Two outs now for Carter Jensen. As the Fireflies continue to persevere and make Mateo work, and it has been a lot of at-bats like this, folks, that have been giving the Augusta pitchers some problems. It's all a tip of the cap to the opposition. The Fireflies have been pesky 1-9 in every spot of the batting order. It's Jensen now at the plate. He has yet to come up with a hit in this game. First pitch, a big swing and a foul, and it gets out of play. Nothing and one. He's 0-3 today. Reached on an error back in the fifth. Also walked in this game. Mateo has him down 0-1 as Williams continues to loosen the pitch. It's grounded towards the left side. Conley tracks it. He dives. It's in and out of his glove. They're going to send home the runner. Conley will not have a throw, and the Fireflies take the lead. Beat the shift. Conley dove, but it popped in and out of his glove into shallow left. Hernandez never stopped running, and he scores without a throw. And the Fireflies are back on top 5-4. Augusta just cannot catch a break. And again, it is all due to the play of their opponent. And now Augusta needs a run to survive. Two runs off Juan Mateo as Dooney comes up as the seventh batter of the inning. First pitch to him is a ball just off the inside part, 1-0. That's one where the percentages tell you to shift against Jensen. And it was just enough. He was able to beat that to get that infield knock and drive in the go-ahead run. 1-0 pitch, down and away. Two balls and no strikes. And the Green Jackets will have Durbin, Conley, Quintero due up in the next half inning. At this juncture, they need a run. Mateo, who's been very reliable, just getting pushed to the limit here against Columbia. A 2-0 pitch. A pop-up in the infield. Cal Conley near second. Caleb Durbin also in the neighborhood now to the right of second base. He'll call it and catch it to retire the side. But Columbia takes two runs and grabs the lead. 5-4. Bottom of the ninth is next. Augusta needs one to keep it going. Two to win it on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Green Jackets from up one are now down one. Going into the bottom of the ninth inning, Firefly sent seven to the plate, get two runs on two hits in the inning, and now are in total defense mode, trying to come back and just get a run to keep it going. Two out hits from Omar Hernandez and Carter Jensen tie it and then take the lead. Caleb Durbin against Marlon Willis to start the ninth. First pitch outside for a ball. Left-hander getting loose for the Fireflies in their bullpen. Willis starts this inning. Loaded the bases last frame but did not give up a run. Right now that is looming large. 1-0 pitch right down the middle. Down the chute at 91. One ball, one strike. Willis threw just over 20 pitches in his only inning so far. And left them all out there. 1-1 is just a bit inside. Durbin took it for ball two. 2-1. This will go down as a heartbreaking defeat for Augusta if they are unable to come back in this one. Right now they are staring at what might be their third one-run defeat of the week. Unless they have one last pushback here in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1. Durbin fouls it back to the wire. Had a good cut on a 92 mile an hour fastball. 2-2. Get that tying run on instantly. If you can get a guy like Durbin aboard, and he's an ideal base runner you'd want out there. Fireflies are now three outs away from sweeping Augusta in their own ballpark. 2-2 pitch. Durbin takes one inside and hit him. Marlon Willis hits another batter. That is the third he's plunked. And the tying run is on. Hit Randall Mosqueda, hit Connor Blair, and now Beans Connor or Caleb Durbin on a 2-2 pitch. Winning run now to the plate. Four total Green Jackets have been hit tonight. First pitch to Conley up and away. One ball, no strikes. And a left-hander getting loose. If Willis is unable to get Conley here, you might see a change. Durbin leads off at first, probably not looking to run here. 1-0 pitch, Conley takes a strike. Right on the edge as he threw a changeup, 1-1. Conley has feasted on the Fireflies in terms of home run power. He's got six of his 10 against their I-20 rivals. Two earlier this week, a throw over to first and Durbin's back diving. Count still 1-1 to Conley. And again, he's got one walk-off home run this year, the only one. That was back against Delmarva in late April. Break-even pitch. Conley takes one just off the outside, a little wide with a fastball, 2-1. Geraldo Quintero due next. Green Jackets trailing 5-4 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A throw over again. Durbin dives back in head first. Everybody on the edge of that Green Jacket dugout. Same thing for Columbia. They'll explode out of there if Willis and the Fireflies are able to get through this inning as victors. 2-1. Conley takes one away again. Three balls and a strike. As the pressure continues to mount on Marlon Willis. 33 pitches, 18 in the strike zone. And Conley has a great hitter's count, 3-1. The pitch, a fly ball deep to left. Town will have room as he backs up near the track and makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Gave it a ride, and they're going to throw to first. Close play, and Durbin just got back. Not sure what happened there. He was nearly to second base when that one was caught. Not the wrong thing to do there. We're just a little slow getting back, and he got in head first. That would have been a backbreaker double play. As Marlon Willis looks into his own dugout, looks like for now he's going to get Geraldo Quintero on a near miss by Conley. Gave it a ride, but didn't just quite have the sound to it. First out of the inning, now it's Quintero who's already homered in this game. Turning around to bat, right-handed against Willis. First pitch to him is line to right. Moving back is Ramirez. He'll have a play as he charges in last second. And that's out number two. A tailing liner right into the glove of the right fielder. And now it is up to Brandel Mesquita. Does Mesquita have a little magic in him on this eve of the fourth? Comes up as the winning run as the Green Jackets are down to their last gasp to avoid a sweep at home. Caleb Durbin still the runner at first. He was hit by a pitch to start. Willis has gotten the next two on flyouts. Anything into the gaps or down the line. Good shot to tie it with Durbin running. Willis trying to finish this off for Columbia. First pitch to Mesquita. Crossed him up. It's good anyway. Got a little half swing. 95 right on the corner as he worked inside on him. No balls and a strike. Mesquita representing the winning run. Looking for an all-timer here. There goes Durbin. 0-1 pitch is fouled back to our left. It bounces down and into the first few rows, and it's 0-2. And the Green Jackets are down to their final strike. Fireflies are a strike away from sweeping Augusta at SRP Park in a season series that has been lopsided in Augusta's favor to this point. And what a win this could be for Columbia if Willis is able to get the strike and get the out here. Mesquita down 0-2. Durbin still at first. He's running. The pitch is low. A called strike three, and that's the ball game. Nothing necessary. Marlon Willis and the Fireflies are pumped up as they have swept the Green Jackets at SRP Park. One that was maybe borderline at the bottom of the zone. Chad Patterson rings up Brandel Mesquita, and the Columbia Fireflies have swept Augusta. A comeback effort in the ninth when they were down to their final out. Omar Hernandez tied it. Carter Jensen gave him the lead. And the Fireflies remain red hot as they sweep their rivals. A tough one for Augusta. We'll have more on it in just a second. Coming up next on the postgame show on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Welcome into the postgame show presented by Easy Go from SRP Park. Green Jackets fall short in a heartbreaker again. 5-4. The Fireflies win it in a comeback victory as they are swept for the first time this year in their own park by their I-20 rivals. 5-4 the final score. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park as we wrap things up on this 3rd of July. Green Jackets and what was a big homestand for them. Certainly a lot of promotions, great things going on, but in terms of the play itself, not the results they were looking for as they lose all six games and what has been now a tough start to the second half. Let's check out the final numbers of the ball game for Columbia. The victors here today, they're now 26-49. They're 8-1 in the second half. 5 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They left 10 runners on base. Augusta, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They also left 10 on base. Winning pitcher is Marlon Willis. He's now 2-1. Losing pitcher is Juan Mateo, now 4-2. Both those losses coming in this series. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,302 here from SRP Park. Second largest crowd of the year. However, the Green Jackets just unable to deliver. One out left to get. The Fireflies come back, storm, and get the win. Now time for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game. That'll go to Caden Morton on his outfield assist back in the second inning as he threw out Guillermo Quintan trying to move up second to third on a huge throw from right field. Got him with ease. That is the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game. And today's it guy will be Braulio Vasquez with his RBI triple back in the sixth inning. At the time, it gave Augusta a 4-3 lead. However, that was the last time they would score as they came up just short again, 5-4, the final score here tonight. Chance to turn the page tomorrow. Augusta hits the road to take on the Charleston River Dogs as they look to snap out of what is now currently a 6-game losing streak as they take on Charleston, a place they lost 5 out of 6 last time, but they did split with them here last time they made the trip to SRP Park. Maybe a trip back to the road is what Augusta needs as they try and get things sorted out away from home. Tomorrow we get started at 6:15 for the on-deck show, 6:35 the opening pitch from the Joe in Charleston. Hope to have you with us on this 4th of July holiday. Now we have baseball for you. Monday edition of Green Jackets Baseball. Hope you'll be with us as Augusta looks to hit the reset button against the River Dogs. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight. Once again, the final score. Your Augusta Green Jackets fall short to the Columbia Fireflies by a score of 5-4. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. Enjoy your fourth holiday. And hope to have you with us tomorrow. Good night, everyone.